welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Phone number 866-901-ADAM. Give us a call. Tell us what you're thinking. Naomi Scott is back.
Hello, guys.
Good to see you, Naomi.
Thanks for having me back.
Naomi's a dear old friend. Met her at the Man Show many years ago. Had sex only twice, and then it just sort of went into a platonic
only
thing.
Only twice? You don't count?
I don't count oral.
All right.
Especially if I'm not getting it, you know, if I'm on the losing end of it. I don't mean losing end of it, but if there, in fact, has to be a winning end of oral, then there needs to be a losing end.
All right.
I'll say the business end of oral. And make a decent book, maybe a movie. Adam Carolla stars in The Business End of Oral. Who knows what that could be about? Could be a religious film. Could be a movie about Oral Hershiser, the great Dodger reliever. Who the hell knows what that movie's about? I would watch just to find out what it was about.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla is...
Victor Thrillington.
Vic Thrillington in The Business End of Oral. Starring Naomi Scott as The Losing End of Oral. All right.
I'd have to use my porn name.
What is your porn name?
Puma Clinton.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Is it a math thing? I mean, is it one of those equations, like the kind of shoe you're wearing and the street
first,
you grew up on?
No, it's the name of your first pet and the street that you grew up on.
Oh, right. Wow, so you got like Puma and Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got Norman Houston. It's a little tough. It's a little tough.
So what is it? Your street name? And
wait a minute. But I've changed mine, by the way, ever since this story has hit. It's all over the news. Duke Lacrosse. But by the way, this is what I do. You know, it's 5 in the morning and I'm just sitting there watching CNN and they're like, Duke Lacrosse has been brought, Duke Lacrosse allegations, and I'm not paying attention to the story, but I'm thinking that would be one hell of a porn name. Duke Lacrosse.
That is terrific. How do you do it? You take your last name,
it's
you take the street name?
The first name is your first pet's name.
Mm-hmm.
And you combine it with your last name is the street you grew up on. Come on, Dave.
Wow.
What is yours?
I'll go with my sister because she's the first one who had the pet. It was Pinky Tuscadero was her gerbil. And so Pinky Radcliffe.
I love wow.
That. That's pretty good. Yeah,
Pinky Radcliffe's pretty good.
If I go into gay porn, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Sunshine Burnham.
Wow.
Sunshine.
Burnham Street. Sunshine. That's nice. All right. Where were we? Plenty of show. Got some things to talk about before we get into it. Tani Katane is coming in. She's in this real life show I enjoy very much. And many things to talk to her about. Many, many, many things. Comedian Alan Havey's coming in here. We got a couple of playmates. Champ car driver Paul Tracy. Got the big Toyota Grand Prix coming up this weekend. Dane Cook and Toby Keith. So, first off, I did the match game yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Whole thing, you know, life is... really weird. You know, I don't get into the whole Jesus thing, and I don't get into the whole, you know, soothsayer sort of crystal ball stuff. But I do believe in sort of the great magnet. You know, we're playing the match game on this show inexplicably just because it's not like, well, when we were doing mornings in Tucson, we used to do match game. And when we moved over here to L.A., we just brought it along with us. Dave just decided it'd be fun to play this, and I'd been watching it on the Game Show Network, and we just started playing a couple of weeks ago, and then I get a phone call a few days later, and it's CBS, and hey, we're doing a primetime match game, we want you to be in the things. It was just weird. It's a random game. And by the way, the last time CBS did the match game, if in fact it was on CBS, was 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the phone rings within 3 days after we started playing it. They were probably cooking up the idea of putting me on it or seeing who they could get before they finally went to the bullpen and picked up the Corolla phone. We know how it goes. They're always thrilled to have you, but there's 175 calls that went out before they made your call.
What color is the Corolla phone, by the way?
Yeah,
the bat phone's red.
This is this used to be red, but it's been downgraded. it's turned a sort of yellowish over the years. George Foreman was one of the guys. Bruce Valanche, Betty White,
Oh, nice.
I sat next to Betty White, who was the only one, who's the only returning veteran.
I was gonna say, yeah.
She sat in that chair 30 years ago.
No Dick Dawson?
No.
Was Chaz Nelson Reilly?
Oh, yeah, that was the one I remember.
She said that Dick Dawson, Richard Dawson, was dead.
No.
I said, well, it's a weird thing because I said a year ago when we were playing, trying to figure out who was dead and who was alive, I said, well, Richard Dawson is dead. And someone said, no, he's alive. They got it on the computer. Said he's living in Hawaii. Then somebody else, Dr. Drew, said, no, I'm sure he's dead. And then I said, I don't know. Then I talked to Betty White and she said he's dead. Well, that's what she said. Kathy Griffin and I'll tell you, Adrian Curry from The Surreal Life, speaking of Surreal Life, the model.
Model
that went on to marry, or is going on to marry, Peter Brady, Christopher Knight.
Oh, right.
By the way, much taller, much hotter in real life. She looks good on the show, but she's, 6 foot tall and amazing looking.
Huh.
Crazy.
Dawson is alive.
He is.
Yeah,
according to the Dead or Alive website, he's alive.
Well, that's what I told Betty White.
Can't get really into a thing with Betty White.
Yeah, listen, bitch. I'll snap you like kindling. I don't give a good goddamn. No, I didn't want to, it's just Miss Wine, I think. And they just, let's see, Ricky Lake hosted the thing. They did a recreation, dead by the way. They did a recreation, the exact recreation of the set, exactly.
Oh, I'm glad that they didn't try to hip it out too much.
No.
Yeah, that's cool.
Burnt orange carpeting. The whole nine yards. Everything.
The long mic.
They went and found Gene Rayburn's old microphone. You do realize though, when you do those game shows, there is a point. First off, it's potentially very embarrassing because you are in a sort of, your mind will seize up sometimes. It just seizes. And it's funny. We did, I don't want to give away too much, but we got into some sort of bonus situation. And they do that thing where the star wins and then he or she can pick three people to see if they match. And the thing was purple blank.
Right.
Purple blank. And I.
What did you come up with, Naomi?
Purple
blank. You
don't
have to say your answer, Ace, because that would give away what happened on the game show.
Well, I will.
All right, go ahead.
I look up at the thing. I see purple blank and I go, oh, purple haze.
That old school.
Old school.
I thought crayon, purple crayon.
Really? Oh, see, we had three different answers, and I had rain, of course.
Yes, which is a smart answer. So I have purple haze. Mm-hmm. Pops right into my head. So I said, okay. So then that's what I settle with. Okay, here's my answer. I'm not saying it out loud. It's just, if and when they come to me, that'll be my answer. So I have Adrian sitting right next to me. And the person, I'm not supposed to say who the contestants were, they're celebrities too. The person who wins says to Adrian is right next to me, well, how say you? Purple what? And she goes, purple haze. Okay. Adam Carolla, how say you?
So you must come up with a separate answer. Stuff?
That was my... She took my... I got nothing. I don't have... And now your mind snaps into this weird sort of panic overdrive. Purple. Purple. It just nothing comes.
Came.
Purple rain should come, but it just it's not there.
People eaters.
I'd already settled on haze. That was it. I'd locked off. I'd signed off. That was it. I'd walked away, and I was taking a nap somewhere, and they woke me up and screamed, "Someone's used it." And the fact now, if they would have given me a celebrity in between, if they would have said, Adrian, whatever. Now George Foreman, how say you? And then got to me, I probably would have. Would have had a few moments, but it just went boom, and then they're just pointing at me, and I just said...
So what happened, then?
I said, Purple Rose of Cairo, a Woody Allen movie.
That's not bad.
That makes you seem highfalutin.
It does, but it's clearly not going to be on the board.
No, but it still makes you seem highbrow.
Yeah, but it's definitely... You definitely realize from just doing a handful of these kinds of shows I've done that, it's easy to sit on your sofa and crack wise at this guy. He couldn't come up with the... Oh, you don't know the capital of fill in the blank? When your mind goes in. There's a part of your mind... There's a part of human beings that is meant to turn on itself. There's a part of you that, you know, when you get embarrassed, you blush, you turn red, which then adds to your embarrassment because someone says, oh, look at him, he's blushing. You know, does there need to be a physical manifestation of your humiliation? Otherwise, you could ride it off. I'm not embarrassed. I'm fine. Yeah, but your head's beat red. There's a part of you that stutters when you're nervous and you have to talk. There's a part of you that makes you want to sweat profusely. Like, there's a part of you where your brain sort of locks and seizes. Nowhere nearly as lucid as you are when you're just alone and you're driving in your car and the things are coming fast and furious. You know, it's a weird sort of human, it's a weird thing to be woven into our DNA that when hit with the flashlight, we do seize a little like a deer. And the guys who score the touchdowns in the Super Bowl and the guys who end up being, Eddie Murphy or whoever, you know, the comedians that get millions of dollars a year, those are the people who don't do that. They seem to relish it, or they come through. They do better.
Yeah. I think somehow they don't even, it doesn't even
affect them.
They don't, I know the feeling that you're talking about is that feeling like somebody hijacks what you were about to say, and now you're scrambling. I have to come up with something, and instead of being useful in your brain, like what else fits purple, you're just thinking, I can't come up with anything, and everybody's looking at me, and I can't come up with anything. Why can't I come up with anything? Those guys, I don't think it ever occurs to them that they're under pressure.
I also, by the way, ran into half the cast from American Idol.
Really?
Yes. Which was surreal because I've been watching the hell out of the show this year.
Taping it in the same building.
We're over at CBS, and I guess they do everything at CBS, and they're all running around the halls over there. And
who did you see?
Well, first I saw Chris.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people's favorite, bald guy.
Daughtry, yeah.
Yeah, he's coming down the hall. And it's one of these surreal moments where I'm standing next to Kathy Griffin. Holy Christ, don't look, don't point. But that's Chris from American Idol. And then, of course, Chris comes running over. He's like a puppy dog. Hey, it's Adam Carolla. So, yeah, what do you care about me for? Oh, are you kidding? I watch, because I'm getting to that age now where people would watch Loveline when they were in high school. Mm-hmm. And people would watch The Man Show when they were in college. And now it's burned into them, and I'm forever whatever Benny Hill is to me. I realize I'm now to these people, hopefully not dead. But you know what I'm saying. There, he's like, it's Adam Carolla. Oh my God! Oh my God! He's all excited. He's a big fan. I'm like, oh please, come on! I'm not a celebrity. You're on American Idol. Oh please, you're the big celebrity. And then all of a sudden, Bucky comes down, and here comes Ace. And they're giddy, like, oh, hey, because, they're right, I guess, in the Man Show demographic.
Sure. Right.
And they probably, again, these guys have been celebrities for 20 minutes now, and they were in high school with their buddies watching the Man Show, I guess. So they're all giddy. And it was weird because I was kind of giddy about meeting them and trying to force them onto the radio show, trying to tactfully say, hey, Bucky, next week when you get tossed off, come on. No, there's this sort of thing where I was like saying, no, I know you guys can't come on now because they keep them locked down pretty good. But if and when, God willing, it never happens. But when this day comes, inevitably, you come on the radio show. So they're all
awesome,
pumped up about that. Oh, many
now,
more
about,
things to
but
talk
now,
about.
What, yes. With the match game, the thing that they always talk about is when they were shooting it back in the 70s that Dick Dawson and company were loaded.
Loaded, yeah.
That was the big thing. They would do like five shows in one day. They would tape them and they'd mm-hmm. just be soused for it.
Which, yeah.
Did they offer you booze?
Now, Betty White said they did not drink.
She also thinks Dawson's dead.
So right.
She might not have been a drinker.
She wasn't a drinker. That Dawson slammed some H, she said. But that he didn't touch the booze because I guess he had, he said his esophagus was delicate or something. But he would slam the H, yeah. Seth?
Yes.
Your porn name?
My first pet's name was Tinker, and the street I lived on when I grew up was Greenstick. So the Tinker Greenstick.
Solid.
Nice.
Starring with Pinky Radcliffe in the gay porn.
Yeah. Crazy laugh, but good porn name, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Porn name, please.
Yeah, my name was Poncho Chippendale.
Nice.
Wow, you lived on Chippendale Street?
Yeah, Chippendale Drive.
Born into the business.
Wow, yeah, that is Poncho Chippendale. Still no Duke lacrosse. Bo?
Hey, what's up, brother?
You're our drunk caller from Portland?
I am the drunk caller from Portland. I have a couple things to say, though. Okay,
yeah.
First of all, I only know you as the...
I must say...
That's the way... Okay, you know what? That was the best episode ever.
Thank you. I think you used the S word there.
Mm-hmm.
So hang on, Bo. I want to say this about Comedy Central's Drawn Together show I've been doing for a few years and rarely talk about. For some reason, and this is another one of those great magnet things, I'm a voice on Drawn Together. I play Spanky Ham. I don't talk about it. Nobody talks about it to me. It doesn't exist as far as I'm concerned. I mean, in the outside, well, I don't get stopped and have people say anything. I think Joel McHale came in here from Talk Soup or The Soup and was a big Drawn Together fan. And then Adrian Curry, the smoking hot model who I was sitting next to on Match Game yesterday, is a crazed Drawn Together fan. Must have got more Drawn Together, hey, love Drawn Together, yesterday in a five-hour period than I've gotten in the last 3 years of being on the show.
Is that all you're doing right now is Drawn Together? Did you get a lot of that?
No.
Got a radio.
Yeah, I love that. But... it is one of these things. Well, how does this stuff work? How do these things congregate this way, you know? Mm. 3 years of nary a breath about Drawn Together, and then 10 people come up to me yesterday and want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as the whole cosmic thing, I'm not into any of it, but I do believe there's a certain kind of weird energy to things sometimes, and they sort of seem to congregate together.
Well, not exactly what you're saying, but cosmically, what was a fantastic thing for me. I saw a big tow truck towing a bus.
Yeah.
Which is an awesome sight, and it reminded me of one of my greatest days ever, my dream fulfilled a couple of years ago when I saw a tow truck being towed by a tow truck.
Yes, I know you love that.
To the heavens.
That was your dream fulfilled?
I just remember wanting to see that as a young child, and to finally see it was, you know, I was over the moon. My life was made.
How about this dream? The bus towing the pigskin into pay dirt.
36.
Thank you. All right. I knew that would shut you up. Let's take a break. Naomi Scott in here taking over for Rachel for today. She's back. We're glad to have her. We got your calls. We got Dave Damashek's. We got Entertainment Report. We got the Jerk Report. We got Toby Keith. We got Dane Cook. We got Playmates. Oh, such a show. We'll be back.
Next week, it's the Adam Carolla Religious Pitch Challenge.
At the hand of a raging mad god, having smoke coming out of his nostrils and fire coming out of his mouth.
Maybe he did a bongla.
Five religions enter, only one will leave. Which religious faith will win Adam over? Find out next week on the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. Wow, talk about effects. We spare no expense. Here's the thing, I'm an atheist, but I'm getting older. And I'm looking for a good out, you know? I'm looking for a nice religion to hitch my team to. We got a Buddhist coming in on Monday, going to try to win me over. Tuesday, we got a rabbi. Wednesday, a priest. We have a pagan coming in here on Thursday. And a Muslim coming in here on Friday. So they're going to try to win me. They're going to do their best to try to... And why not? I'm a celebrity. I was on Match Game yesterday.
Sure. Listen, the Scientologists, a lot of cachet for the Cruz and Travoltas of the world.
Sure.
This religion signs you on. Big news.
Well, I would say, you know, the Jews are probably doing okay. They're not hurting for celebrities.
Nah.
But...
they got Rod Carew.
But the Buddhists, yeah, that's the only one that comes to mind. But Buddhists and Muslim, first of all, Muslim could use a little, little facelift.
Yeah,
they use a little makeover in the PR department. I get up there.
Are you leaning one way or the other? Is there one religion you feel?
Well, I base a lot of them on whatever their day of Sabbath is and what sports fall on that day, you know. I watch pro football. I'll watch some college football, but it's, you know, mainly focused on the bowl season. I didn't go to college, so it's one of those things. When you go to college, you always have your team, and then you have the experience. When you started cleaning carpets at 18 and a half in the valley because your stepmom threw you out of the garage, you don't as much have a team. But so you know, you take something like rabbi, Judaism, you know, Saturday. I might be able to hang with
maybe
that. Sunday's football.
If we could find a religion for you that's like on Monday, and then you could just take off every Monday for
that'd
religious
be good
purposes.
People's Sabbath. Yes. Yeah. Buddhist is pretty nice. Peaceful.
Yeah.
You just chant on stuff.
They don't have a day of Sabbath.
No, you just, you know, you have goals and you chant on them.
Fit it in whenever you need to.
I sit down for a half hour a night, you know, I shut off the radio, I turn off the lights, I get in front of the Gohanzit and I just say, you know, I just numb your whole, more DVD porn, you know, whatever I'm chanting for. See if I can get a little more of that going in my life. Priest, that's going to be a tough sell. Mm. Pagan. Not sure exactly what that entails, but if it's not too rigorous, I might be down with it.
I mean, it's a Wiccan.
Yeah. I see a lot of sort of, it's one of those earthy religions. Yeah. And then there's Muslim. Like I said, getting a bad rap lately only because they're blowing up a lot of stuff. You know, sometimes that'll earn your religion a bad rap. They get a bad rap because they blow up stuff all the time. I like also when people explain the percentage. Well, not all of them are terrorists. As a matter of fact, the overwhelming majority of them, all it takes is 0.1% of any religion to go ahead and set the earth on fire. Mm-hmm. You understand? If there's several hundred million of you and 1% of you turns out to be a bad seed, that's several hundred thousand. And hence the car bombing begins. I like when people do that. Oh, really? I thought a full 75% of all Muslims were terrorists. No. It's not the majority. It's like 48-49%. It's a little under half. You know, people, no S. Of course.
How about if there are just 48 or 49 Muslims, period, who are terrorists? That's enough for me.
That's enough, too. But anyway, again, they're getting themselves a bad rap because they're blowing up stuff. I would argue, by the way, with any culture, any religion, anything, you want to see if you can stop the bad rap. You want to see if you can have people stop saying horrible things about your religion, whatever, your culture, whatever it is. Stop blowing stuff up. That's it. Here's what I would say. Instead of focusing on getting people to stop saying bad things about whatever your religion is, focus on getting the folks within your religion to stop blowing up the stuff. That's better use of your energy.
Smarter move.
Yeah, as long as you're blowing stuff up, it's going to be hard to talk people out of saying bad things about it. Focus on doing that. There you go. If I get sucked in with the Muslims, this is going to be my first order of business when I hit the pulpit or whatever they preach from over there. The stump. I don't know what they stand on. Dead Americans. Whatever they stand on over there, this is what I'm going to say. Let's focus on that. You know what? Let's see if we can go a weekend without blowing something up. That's it. And then that'll evolve into 4 days, and then that'll make a week.
Hey, you can make change.
I can make change. That's right. All right. Someone wants to know about being Rastafarian. Nick?
Yeah.
Rastafarian?
Yeah, Rastafarian.
Is that a religion?
It's Rastafarianism.
Right. But isn't that just about smoking weed and playing a hollowed-out fish?
It's the following Haile Selassie.
All right. But again, it's just about smoking weed and hanging out, right?
Well, that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, no, I'm saying here's the problem. I don't know if it would pass. You know what I mean? When I told people I was Rastafarian, I think they might laugh me out of the room.
Well, you have an afro.
Well, just say you have arthritis.
All right. Oh, and I got a smile. I'll say glaucoma, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is jamming in the name of the Lord to this song. I can't go Rastafarian because I hate this goddamn song so much. I'm jamming. I hope you like jamming too.
Well, respect, dude.
Okay. All right, brother.
All right.
And plus the white guys that get into the black religions, it's always a disaster. You know, the white guy with the dreads.
Playing, yeah, it doesn't look right.
Playing the congas in a band. It just smacks of trying too hard. All right, let's see. Porn name. Rob?
How you doing?
What's your porn name?
Muffin Landing.
All right. What is it again?
Muffin Landing.
Ah, Muffin, the dog, Landing, name of the street.
Yes.
Muffin Landing is nice, yeah. It's solid.
Most of these are gay porn names, really.
Dan?
Yeah.
Porn name, please.
I think I got the best one here. Fred Goldenrod.
That is good. Fred, name of what?
The parakeet.
Parakeet, like in Beretta.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Fred's not the best. I mean, if the first name were Luther.
Yeah, yeah.
Luther
Fred's,
Goldenrod.
Fred's not great. Anyone else do the Fred math, the Fred Bird math?
Yeah, I think the last name makes up for Fred.
Okay.
True.
Fred, I think Beretta's cockatiel was named Fred.
Oh,
anyone else know that?
No.
Anyone knows that?
No.
Yeah. You know what I like? I like when I know something good and the person who did it is very casual about it. Fred is in Beretta, his bird. Mm. Anyway, it's like, yeah. Now, how about a little, come on, high five. How about a little something?
It just happened that he named it Fred and it wasn't tip of the hat to Beretta? That's weird.
No, it was.
Oh, he said it was.
It was, but how about a little tip of the hat to the Ace Man? It's a 30-year-old TV show.
Yeah, that's solid.
And it's a different bird. He didn't have a parakeet. All right.
Impressive.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I've never seen Beretta, I have to admit.
I saw it when I was eight. Yeah.
A cursory search on the internet, Adam, it says you're right, Fred.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's pretty quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
They did the math.
Who needs a computer?
Who else would name his bird Fred unless he'd watched... Oh, he hung up. You're lucky. I want you to heap praise upon me. Hey, Eric?
Yeah?
Good porn name?
Yeah, Buster Beaver.
Mmm.
Wow.
You lived on Beaver Street?
Beaver Road.
Beaver Road in Portland, yeah. I imagine every second thing is named after a beaver in Portland. Where'd you go? Beaver High? Or... not the same Beaver High you went to, the one next to it.
Yeah.
There's eight Beaver North. Highs. Beaver North. Where are you, Beaver? I'm on Beaver East. Wow. Oh, yeah, there's four of them. That's right. But you went to Beaver Junior High, right? Yeah, yeah. But not the same one. All right. So where was your Beaver High? Where was Beaver High? Beaver High North. You're on Beaver Boulevard, right? Because we're in Beaver Canyon.
Yeah.
That'd be a good name. Hey, what was the first name?
Buster is...
Oh, Buster, that's right.
That was my dog's name.
Buster. Yeah, Buster, popular dog name. All right, solid.
That sounds like some rough... That might be a rough trade star.
Buster Beaver? Yeah, that's one of those...
too much, almost.
That's where we're pitching it to the young lady.
It's intimidating.
You'll be doing a DP, double P, with... you're going to be working with... Duke Lacrosse and Buster Beaver. I don't think so.
I've worked with Buster
Beaver before, and that was the last. I worked once, and that was the last time I worked with him. All right, one more name, and then we'll get to Dave's Jerk Report. Let's see. Good poor name. Jeremy?
Yeah.
You have a good poor name?
Scarlet Blackthorn.
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 And did I say Blackthorn?
Yeah.
Okay. You realize we're not actually shooting the porn yet, right?
Yeah. Blackthorn. Yes. I got a name for your kid, too.
He's in Act 3 of the porn, by the way, which is page 4. But go ahead.
I got a name for your kid,
yes,
too. Dean. Oh, we got Dean Cain. He was Superman.
Mm-hmm.
James Dean.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean Martin. Great name.
Good name. It'd be nice if it turned to Dino.
Yeah.
Dino Corolla.
Dino. Oh, Dino.
Nice. And as a matter of fact, I pitched Dino to my wife. It should still, I think it fell off the list. I'd like to get it back. Dino Corolla. Solid.
That's my uncle's name, Dino.
Oh, yeah. It is.
It's a great name.
My wife's brother's name is Dean. Not a fan. So I'm not sure if it'll work out in that department. But Dean Corolla, not great. Dino.
Dino's nice.
Very strong. But here's the marginally obnoxious part of the whole thing. I enjoy Ferrari automobiles. Dino is a popular Ferrari make that was one of the more popular Ferraris in the 70s, named after Enzo, the granddaddy, his kid or grandkid, just Dean, Dino. By the way, what the greatest move a parent can do for a kid, name a car after the kid. Edsel Ford, Dino Ferrari. I mean, there's been plenty of instances where people were named, beautiful cars were named after the kid. Could you imagine that?
Yeah. In the meantime, Toyota made a half-assed attempt to make it.
That's right.
To you.
Point is I don't want people thinking I'm going Dino because There's nothing more obnoxious than when a celebrity names their kid after something that, you know, they love baseball, so they name their kid Satchel, and it's just obnoxious, you know?
Well, there's one thing more obnoxious than that is that when Dino hits his 16th birthday, Dino Corolla hits his 16th birthday, and you give him one of these Ferraris to drive around, and he's wheeling around in the car named after him, or that he was named after. That's more obnoxious to be reviled.
He's not going to make it to his 16th birthday because he's going to commit suicide by 14 after hearing one too many Pops Corolla used to dig underneath condemned apartment buildings with the coffee can when he wants his Game Box 37. He'll do himself in. So there'll be no worries about that. All right, Dave?
Yes?
Oh, we need to take a break. We got so caught up in porn names, we didn't get to your jerk report, but that's all right. Because it's coming.
We better get to it, or the first person on the jerk report list, Adam Carolla.
Wow. I know, Bruska.
Don't push me.
Move over. Bruska have to move down to number two. It's not that he has anything against Bruska personally. It's just he's always had a problem with heavyset lesbians.
Yes.
All right.
It's a free country. I'm allowed to think how I want.
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
Okay, please. We will take a break. We'll come back with Dave's jerk report after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Tony Katane coming up. I have many, many, many questions for Tony Katane.
Checkered past.
Yes. She's on a surreal life. Well, let's say. I guess best remembered from being on the hood of the car, the Jag and the White Snake video, but people should know who she is anyway.
Couple some marital conflicts.
Couple of playmates coming in. Paul Tracy, champ car driver, is going to be on the show. Dane Cook, country music star. Toby Keith. All right, we will all that coming up. First, it is time for Dave Damashek and his jerk report.
You have
the
intro.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I have the intro.
Go ahead.
All right, let's skip it.
Put yourself at the top of the list.
Just start with the music, please. All right. There are a lot of jerks. That's barely. I'll intro it myself by saying that. There are a lot of jerks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to address who they are.
Please.
Just a few of them. Mikey, I don't have enough time to get through them all.
Yes.
But the first jerk, as always, is anyone who points out that this is the jerk report, but that the song playing underneath is Creep. If you feel obliged to let me know about that, then you, sir, are a jerk.
You can think it.
Right.
You just can't verbalize
it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Now, Condoleezza Rice.
Hold on. I'm thinking it. Does that count as verbalizing it?
Don't push it, Corolla.
Okay. All
right. I'm right in the middle of the jerk report.
All right.
You don't want to wind
You're
up
right.
with your name on
You're
it,
right.
do you?
You're right.
All right. That's the last warning, though.
No, you know what? You're right. It's like when Trump gets going.
Right.
I love it. I love it on The Apprentice when Trump gets going and he's just dressing somebody down. Sydney, it's your responsibility. And then some a-hole on the other side of the table feels obliged to jump in. Yeah, sir, Mr. And then you just see him slowly turn. Why are you talking? I'm this close to firing Sydney over here. Well, I just think, you know what? That's stupid. You're fired.
Well,
just,
I'm not going to fire you, but I can put you on this list.
No, okay, sorry.
All right. Now, sorry. Condoleezza Rice, she's on it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. She made some comments a couple of years ago or a year ago about maybe she would like to be the NFL commissioner. Her name was floated, which seems absurd anyway. Then she announced, you know, Paul Tagliabue says he's stepping down. So now her name's floated. Would you be interested, Condoleezza Rice? What's her answer? No.
No.
You say you won't take over the greatest sport, the greatest league? There is not interested. Well, I'll tell you what. You don't want the title of NFL commissioner? Here's another title for you. Jerk! Next. The high school. Now, I'm sure everyone's familiar with this commercial. Let me play it for you. We talked about it yesterday.
So, you're hanging up the whistle, eh, Coach?
Applebee's commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hard to believe.
Coach is retiring.
Coach, sorry, could you help me with something?
Waitress at Applebee's.
This goes up there.
At Applebee's, we do our best to be part of the neighborhood.
So, let's review quickly. The coach of this high school team, he's in the gymnasium. He's the janitor's pushing a broom.
Right.
As the coach carries out a cardboard box filled with his memories, trophies and such. And over his head, banners hits with, you know, state champs, several state championship teams this coach has had.
Mm-hmm.
No one from the high school sees him off.
Well, the janitor was there.
The janitor's pushing a broom.
Serendipity, yeah.
Hey, coach, you're taking off, huh? So now the guy, he has to leave his, you know, decades of service to this school. He leaves. He goes to Applebee's alone with his wife.
Yeah.
And Applebee's, they're the only ones who think of him, but they give him a picture of himself. And they say, can you give me a hand with this, coach? They give him a picture and they hang it up next to the ladies' room.
And by the way,
he gets all misty about it.
Talk about a crappy janitor. First off, it's the off season. How much sweeping does the gym floor need?
True.
I assume it's not the middle of the season. Secondly, Herb, how about you start at one end of the goddamn floor? Don't start in the middle.
Maybe he can be on the list next week. But for now,
yeah, I put the janitor
on
there.
Whatever this high school is, I don't know if their nickname at the school is the Cougars or the Titans or whatever it is. I got a new nickname for him though, Jerks.
Hey, Herb, the head in Kennedy Hall's overflowing. Soon as I'm done sweeping this basketball floor, but it could take a while. I got to worry. Why are you sweeping it? The season's not going to start for another 8 months. Dub! I don't tell you how to sweep your basketball floors.
Next.
Yes.
There's this man gave $35,000 to Katrina relief.
Let me say this, too. When the day you start going into the Applebee's or the TGI Fridays, and the staff there recognizes you and calls you by your first name, it's time to shift restaurants.
Too much Applebee's.
A little too much Applebee's.
Yes, the high school where he just completed three decades of service to great success with the state championship. They don't honor him in any way. The Applebee's that he's been in 3-4 times in his life.
Yes. When I walk into an Applebee's, the day I walk into an Applebee's, everyone says, hey, Ace, how's it going? It's gut check time for the Ace Man. I got to take a long look in the mirror.
And by the way, if Applebee's, a member of the wait staff comes up to me and says, hey, sir, can you give me a hand with something back here? My answer is no.
Yes.
Actually, I'm at the restaurant.
My answer is, how about a hand with this? And I expose myself. It's been done before,
even
too.
Even better. Yes. Even better. Next. The guy gave $35,000 to Katrina relief. VH1 had some sort of fundraiser, so he gave $35,000. Wow. Very nice. Very generous. But he got to choose an hour's worth of videos that he'd like to see. What did he choose?
Mm.
99 Luff Balloons.
An hour of it?
An hour. They played Luff Balloons, 99 of them, over and over again for the hour.
Wouldn't he be able to pick multiple?
Yes. But he decided, let's play
this
99 Luff Balloons over and over again.
It's not a particularly very good video.
No, but the idea that whatever song, even if it was a great video, like Rio by Duran Duran.
Great video.
Yeah. Even if it was a great video with naked ladies running around on yachts and stuff, still by this 65th time it aired, you'd probably be a little burned out on it. You know,
of course.
The idea that it's gonna air 30 times in a row.
How old is this person?
Get a playset.
I'm not sure how old he is. He's some sort of joker. Listen, no question for me.
He's a joker.
Giving $35,000 to Katrina relief, generous. Playing 99 Luff Balloons over and over again, jerk.
How about the fact that maybe he's just diabolical and he has a great sense of humor and is a huge goof? I mean, can you give him any credit from that angle?
All right. I'll give him that.
All right.
Retracted.
All right.
Now, next. There's a new study from a University of Florida professor that he contends proves that Jesus didn't walk on water, as the miracle claims. He didn't walk on water. He actually was on a piece of ice. Now, when I hear scientific study, I hear money. Money is being spent to engage in this scientific study.
Right.
Now, you mean to tell me that we just did it's 2006 and we have discovered that a man didn't actually walk across the water?
Yeah.
Is it 312, the year 312? We're devoting money to this? And
yes.
By the way, as I've said before, how are we doing with cancer?
Yeah, I know.
How's the cancer research going?
Look, first off, I know you want to give this guy the jerk, but just how about the whole Da Vinci Code thing? Because it's now spun out of control.
Yes.
It's now become, the Bible's become news. And, you know, I got to hear Mary Hart talking about, coming up next, the secret life of Ham. This son you didn't know about. Huh? Who's that? He's Moses. No, he's Noah's third son. He had a secret life.
Yes.
According to this, he may have been gay. You know, like, do we have to go back and examine every goddamn thing in this Bible?
Listen, exactly. Spending time and money and brain power to figure out about these fairy tales, to debunk these fairy tales. How about until we cure cancer, we leave alone the fairy tales?
Or,
a new study proves that Sleeping Beauty, in fact, was not waiting for the kiss of her true love, but in fact was just fatigued from lupus.
I don't know if you saw the hard-hitting report on Yertle the turtle, but as it turns out, he was not the top turtle in the turtle pyramid. New study suggests he may have been amongst the middle.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
Jerk for doing this study. And lastly, it is time for the creep of the week. So many candidates. But of course, who else could be the creep of the week but the star of Bonds on Bonds, San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds?
I wish I could just walk away. Like, leave this game?
Please do.
Go. You got this half of people that hate you. But then you have this other half
that hates
that
me
roots
more.
For you.
You're a jerk.
Yeah.
Creep of the week.
He should be creep of the week just on his math skills alone, because it's half the people hate you, half the people root for you, and then a third and fourth half hate you again. He's got his halves and his quarters mixed up. Maybe his eighths and his halves mixed up.
Well, he hasn't hit any home runs yet this year, Barry Bonds, but he is on a 4-week streak for Creep of the Week. Congratulations.
All right. Well done, Dave Damashek.
Yeah.
We need to take ourselves a little break. Tony Katane is coming in here. Also, we have Naomi doing the news. Dave Damashek, fresh off his Creep of the Week victory. He's going to be doing sports, playmates. Comedian Alan Havey's coming in. Dane Cook. Toby Keith. Oh, just getting started with this party.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Mm-hmm. All right. Much, much business to take care of. First, Garrett has a suggestion for one of my children's names. Garrett?
Yeah, what's happening, Adam?
What's happening?
Not a lot, man. Just pulling into work here. My boss is looking out the window, and I'm probably going to get in trouble, but I don't care.
What do you do for a living, Garrett?
I work for a yacht club in Portland.
Hmm. Seems like a good gig.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, it pays the bills and good benefits, and I hang out with millionaires all day.
Well, let me make this suggestion to a lot of folks that are listening that may have dreams and goals. Forget about them. Probably not for the overwhelming majority of you. It's not going to happen. I mean, let's face it. And if it was going to happen, it would have happened by now. Mm-hmm. Sure, you turn on the TV, you see inspirational story where mother three living on the dole at age 51 started her own business out of her home. That's not you. It's not going to happen for you. Play it smart. Settle. But don't settle stupid, settle smart. Get a gig at a club or something. You know, look, imagine yourself working as Isaac on the Love Boat. You know what I mean? Now, not the actor, Isaac, just Isaac. You're cruising, you're nailing chicks that are traveling and never seeing them again, you're serving up booze, you're having a good time, you're cavorting and partying with the other people that work on the boat. Get one of those gigs. That's a life.
Yeah, but isn't it the other side of that is that while all the millionaires are like, all right, Garrett, I'm going to hit the yacht. Like, he has to watch everybody else get to go out to sea and sail, but he has to stay behind and clean stuff.
Do they ever take you out on their yacht?
I get to go out all the time. I get on, we have regattas, and I work as crew on the regattas.
Nice.
I've got two of my own boats.
Yeah.
They're not big boats. I've got a ski boat and a fishing boat, but that's all I need.
Best that's it. That you got awesome. Enough. You're doing better than everyone.
Well, not really, but...
All right. Oh, yeah. Name. What'd you want to name my kid?
The name for your kid I thought would be great is Juggernaut Heathrow Carolla.
Juggernaut Carolla.
Is that a porn name?
Jug.
No.
Jug is a good name.
It's a tough name, right?
Jug's Juggernaut. A tough name. Jug's a name like... look, you don't want to get into it with Jug. Jug's not a great fighter, but you can't hurt him.
Jug Carolla's crazy.
Beat the crap out of Jug. He just laughs and comes back. He'll do that move where you give him a fat lip. He does it. He sees blood on it. He tastes it and he laughs. Jug. Yeah.
Jug Carolla.
Yeah, I know, but it turns into Jug.
Right, that's true.
That's solid.
That is.
Have fun on the yacht.
I will. Thanks.
I always say it's the same thing, though, like the guy at the yacht club who then doesn't get to go out on the yacht. It's nice for Garrett, but I always think, like, you always say, what a great gig it would be to be a concession guy at the ballpark, but then you don't get to watch the game. You're always walking around feeding people who do get to watch.
Well, that's a different gig. You're wearing 110 pounds worth of Miller Lite, ironically, the word light in it.
But then it's like, it's like 2 feet up and down from your stair. Face and you never get to drink.
Well, that's extreme. Terrible. I'm saying, get yourself a gig bartending at a cool restaurant or a cool club. Steady influx of employees to have sex with. Mm. You're a little bit of a celebrity just because you're the guy behind the bar. Nobody looks down on you. You walk with a couple $100 worth of tip cash every night. There you go. You got a life.
Like Brian Brown and Cocktail.
That's him. That's me. That's us.
I've never heard people reference Brian Brown over Cruise and Cocktail.
Well, he was the one who had the gig first.
I see.
All right. Let's push ahead with Naomi Scott and her news.
Remember when President Bush assured us all that anyone who leaked the name of a CIA agent would no longer work for the White House?
Yes.
Well, it seems like the president himself has now been linked to that leak.
Jerk! What?
No? You didn't include him, Dave.
I'm George W.
Well, Scooter Libby, former aide to the VP, claims that he received approval from the president through the vice president to discuss the classified material.
You know, I wonder if these, I don't know why everything pops into my head, but these Scooter Libby kind of names, these super ultra blue blood kind of white guy names who then are Republicans and then they just look the part with the three-piece suits and the balding and everything. Maybe if they gave them names that, like Lucius Garrett, they cut them some slack. You know what I mean? Like the liberal left wants to go after him, but it's like,
You can't go after Jug Carolla.
You can't go after Jug Carolla. But this guy's goose-stepping and he's a right-winger and Jug's cool. You know what I mean? Scooter Libby, these guys with these super ultra waspy names, it's just so easy.
They're asking for it.
Yeah, I think Bill Maher would leave you alone if your name was Jug. Jug Libby. All right.
As expected, Meredith Vieira announced yesterday that she's leaving ABC's The View.
Jug Vieira.
She's going to take over Katie Couric's place on NBC's Today Show beginning September. It was an emotional moment on The View yesterday. Here's Star Jones with her statement.
Meredith, I've sat to your left
the whole time.
The whole time. And there have been times when you'd look to my eye and I'd look to your eye and you'd finish my sentence and I'd finish yours. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to miss the person to my right.
Oh,
I just want you to know that.
Well, she sat to her left and to her right before the gastric bypass surgery. Now she lost 130 pounds. She's on the left. Yeah, The only thing I could think the whole time is how goddamn excited is she to get away from Star Jones.
Must be overjoyed.
Must be the greatest day
of
her life.
That Star was able to make that entire thing about herself. Meredith Vieira's big mom going on to the Today Show. I am going to miss you. I read your mind. I'm going to miss the person.
Yes. Super blowhards always do that. They do this one. Dave, you want to know? Like, super blowhards answer questions this way. Dave Damashek, well, you want to know about Dave Damashek and his sports? Well, I'll tell you what. I wouldn't have anyone next to me other than Dave Damashek. I count on Dave to come through. Dave is my savior. Dave is my wingman. Dave, it ends up, it's praise for you, but it's always
ultimately
how you fit into my plan. It wouldn't exist without Dave.
It's true.
Thank you. Of course, I'm joking. He's expendable. But I was playing a role there, obviously.
It felt good for even a moment.
Okay.
So follow this. Katie Couric taking over for Bob Schieffer at CBS News. Meredith Vieira now taking over for Couric at The View, at Today Show. And The Circle now complete. This just in for Vieira, Bob Schieffer.
Wow.
Is it going to be like American Idol? And maybe it should be like American Idol, because didn't more people vote in American Idol than they did in the past election?
Louis Libby was Vice President Cheney's most trusted aide.
Are you breastfeeding?
Yes.
I was
And that's, it looks like it. It certainly looks like it.
A little awkward out of the gate.
Yeah, it seems like he...
You don't think he fits in?
They're not on the same page.
Seems like he has his own agenda. Wish we had a funny one.
Paula Abdul claims she was assaulted last Sunday night at a private party. According to Abdul, the man at the party... A man at the party approached her. They got in an argument. She hasn't said what. She said then he grabbed her by the arm, threw her against the wall. Abdul says she now has sustained a, she sustained a concussion and spinal injuries from this run-in with Mr. Man.
Back on the painkillers.
I know. I think this was a plea for a new prescription.
That's what this is leading up to.
Poor Paula. British magazine New Woman has voted Audrey Hepburn the most beautiful woman of all time.
Yeah, so easy.
They've got a top 10 here.
Yeah, I see that. I have it in front of me somewhere. Go ahead.
Audrey's number one. Grace Kelly, number two.
Yeah, now look. Grace Kelly, that is a beautiful woman.
Grace,
beautiful.
I've said it many times before.
Smoking
Grace
hot.
Kelly in Rear Window, the most spectacular looking woman of all time.
So you guys agree with
that? Yeah, no, but Audrey Hepburn, cute, super skinny. That's about
very
it.
Thin,
yeah, that's about it. And by the way, Audrey Hepburn is one of those chicks that chicks decided it'd be okay for guys to like, but we've never taken the bait. She's beautiful. Yeah, yeah. No, she's beautiful. Yeah, yeah. She's beautiful. Yeah, no, not interested. No, F her. She's beautiful. I'm just not interested. Women, every once in a while, women will pick up a cause. It's usually a cup with a big schnoz who they decide is super beautiful and try to pass her off on us, and we're not taken. Sorry.
Why is
not
it that women feel obliged to speak up on these matters, too? You say, like, oh, I'll tell you who's a fox is, you know, so-and-so. You know, I think...
Find someone with a rack, by the way. That's all I'm saying.
We're trying to give you guys... We're hoping this is who you would like to, you know, over us, you'd pick this kind of a woman.
Yes.
So we're just throwing it out there.
You know what it was like? It was like when I was 10 years old and I was playing Pop Warner football and my folks were trying to pass soccer off on me. Soccer. Sport of the future. Yeah, yeah, not interested. Soccer, biggest sport in the world. That don't care. Bunch of homos kicking a ball around. Not interested. Soccer's huge in Europe. Listen, old man, I'm playing a real sport. I don't want any of this pansy soccer. I don't know why it is, but they're trying to, Audrey Hepburn is my soccer. I'd like the soccer. Yes, Cindy Crawford, number three. Yes, Grace Kelly should be number two. Crawford is smoking hot. Sophia Loren. Number four, smoking hot. Marilyn Monroe, a little overrated in my book.
Chunky.
That's number five.
Chunky.
Yeah, just, Angelina Jolie, I like her. Sheck doesn't.
I like her.
Here's one we can agree on, I believe. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. Now, that's a beautiful woman. Now, here's another one that society, the gay populace, and the ladies have tried to pass off, on us. Princess Di.
Oh,
sorry, no takers there.
Come on.
Look, she went out and sniffed out a few landmines. Big whoop. I'm not factoring it into her looks.
Yeah, it doesn't make her a fox, please.
No.
But also, this was not the
most
foxy
woman of all time. Now, Princess Di is not in the top, you know, several thousand quite easily. Not a beautiful woman. Nothing wrong with her. Not beautiful. Again, one of the women that other women, and ironically the gay population, are trying to pass off on straight guys is beautiful. Please be attracted to this woman. Not interested. Be attracted to her. She's a B cup with a bob haircut and a big schnoz. Not into her. Be into her.
Well, why? Yeah, that's what the point, you know, like when you say like Catherine Zeta-Jones, now there's a fox, a lot of women will jump in and say like, oh, no.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
yes,
why do you
yes.
get the photo? I overrule you. You don't get to overrule. No. I'll tell you who's a beautiful woman. Isabella Rossellini.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. She's storing those acorns for the winter, and her cheeks, her teeth are all bent, and her hair's shorter than mine.
I'm a heterosexual man.
Not into
I get
it.
The vote over you, who's beautiful,
again,
and what's a beautiful woman.
We're trying to throw out the safe ones. The ones we're okay with.
Yeah, and the newest one to this list, Scarlett Johansson, which is nothing wrong with her. Little cankly. Nothing wrong with her. Fine. Not near the top 10 of anyone's list.
Of course not.
Of course not. No. All right.
Parents of a 5-year-old Massachusetts girl have pulled their daughter out of school because she was disciplined for hugging another student.
Wow.
The little girl was told that she had to write, "I touched Sophie because she touched me, and I don't like when she hugged me." Parents pulled her out.
Wow, hugging another girl.
Hugging. The school officials are claiming that there was something more to it. Maybe someone was given a bear hug and lifted off to the ground, but the young girl, of course, who's five, says she did no such thing.
Wow. Such a sad state we're living in.
I know. And I'm Naomi. That's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Wait a second. We forgot to do the thing. I have a new thing. Naomi had her thing, like, that's the news. Mm-hmm. Now you're supposed to say, Ace, the double thing, you know, Dave knows the score.
Okay.
So try that, just to throw it at me, like it's time for sports. And with is a
so do I jump in at the end of the fanfare, or do we just do it cold?
Yeah, let's do it cold. Let's just do it cold. Now I'll just launch into the sports.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Go. Yeah. And now it's time for Dave Damashek. He knows the score.
You get why? Because it's like, I know the actual scores of the games, but then also, like, he knows
the
score. Oh, I
see. The score, like, right. The lay of the land.
He knows
what's going on. Yeah, but then it's a double entendre.
Exactly.
Because in sports, they score.
Yes,
and then you would give those out to
That's why it's clever.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I see that now.
Perfect.
Oh, you want to try it again now? Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Because now that we know why we're doing it, we should do it for realsies.
But if we're going to do it, let's do it all the way.
You want to start with the fanfare?
So be it.
You want to go back to the 6 o'clock hour? How about you crawl back inside your mom? We go all the way back.
How about I'll just plow ahead, but for the next time we do it. Let's really do it, but all the way this time.
Okay. Right. Remind Tad to remind me.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Major League Baseball. Giants won their home opener against Atlanta. The fans gave Barry Bonds a standing ovation. Wonderful.
Number one sports.
There we go.
Number one.
Yeah.
Sports.
I see. It had to ramp up.
Do it, Dave.
I was waiting for the music to start.
I see. I see. Here we go. Don't let it throw you, champ.
No. I'm plowing ahead. Also, Arizona Snakes won again in Colorado. Seattle dumped Oakland. Angels were off. They play their home opener tonight. Tonight against the creepy Yankees. The Dodgers are in Philly tonight to start a 3-game series, but terrible news. They'll be without Eric Gagne, their spectacular closer. Last year, he barely played because of arm trouble. Now he's got to have a nerve in his elbow removed. Doctors say they don't know when he'll be back, but I heard some experts yesterday say that his entire career may be in jeopardy.
Wow.
Very sad. In the meantime, though, we still have the pleasure of Barry Bonds every day to enjoy.
Yeah.
Eric Gagne, good guy. He might be done forever. Barry Bonds, thank goodness, he's here to delight us. USC running back Herschel Dennis, who was supposed to replace Reggie Bush and Lendell White in '06 in the USC backfield, hurt his knee. Now he's out for the season.
Wow.
Injuries everywhere.
Mm.
My fantasy baseball team is no stranger to the injury bug.
Yeah, no, I know.
Mark
it's all
Pryor
the buzz
and
around
Armando
the Corolla
Benitez,
house. Yeah, yeah.
Both on the DL, so times are tough all over.
Man.
NHL, San Jose Sharks.
Please refer to it as fairy tale. Instead of fantasy, it's more degrading.
Done and done. NHL. San Jose Sharks beat the LA Kings last night with only a few more games left in the season. The Sharks looking good for the playoffs. The Kings are not. The Sharks were led by two goals from none other than the best name in pro sports, Jonathan Chichu.
Chichu.
Now, here's Chichu.
Chichu.
That's Chichu himself saying his name. I taught him. There he goes. See? Chichu.
You taught him.
Here's the bad thing. Here's the bad thing is there was a chance that Chichu was going to pay us a visit.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Sharks decide they had to leave town or whatever, so we missed him.
Mm.
Chichu, how could you?
You broke Dave Damashek's heart.
Yes, I'm low. Lakers lost in Denver. Kobe, though, got his 23rd 40-point game of the season. Team record. 23 games. This season, he has scored 40 points or more. In my high school season, my senior year of high school, 12 points total the whole season.
Wow.
So
that's a pretty decent game.
But it's the same thing.
Mean,
like,
did you play organized ball the whole season?
Wow, so here's what you can say. The glass half full way of looking at it is, hey, did you play organized ball? Sure. Kobe and I, our response to that question, yep.
That's
Kobe played organized ball, so did Dave. We're not that different.
No.
Golf.
You really amused yourself with that one, didn't you? Does that ever come up?
What's that?
Organized ball? Does anyone ask it? Does anyone phrase it that way? Hey, did you and Kobe Bryant both play organized ball? Yes,
no,
we
I'm
did.
Saying if you ask Kobe, hey, Kobe, did you play organized ball? His answer is the same as mine. Yes, I did.
Okay.
You see? Now, you've seen me play basketball, so once you see it, you don't need to ask the question.
We also could ask him, is Dave Damashek funny? No, he is. Same answer. There you go.
Jerk. Well, a little revision has been made on the Jerk Report. A new addition to the list, Mr. Adam Carolla. Jerk. All right, listen, there's stuff to talk about from Augusta. They're playing the Masters. Vijay Singh is in the lead. He's supposedly like the Barry Bonds of golf. You know, nobody likes him. And then Rocco Mediate from Pittsburgh, by the way, is in second, and Tiger Woods is lurking five back.
I never thought about this, but a black man playing in a game called the Masters. Think about it. Pretty powerful, huh?
Sure is.
You know what I'm
sure
saying?
Sure is.
Master.
You're not getting off the Jerk Report.
Yeah, but again,
I'm trying to curry favor with me.
Food for thought.
All right, game over.
Damashek's number one sports.
Game over.
Well, very sad news. Tony Katane could not wake up this morning, which I'm going to guess is a bad sign for her and also for us. We look forward to asking her many insulting questions.
Maybe she'll come back.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
Just a little white snake for you.
I so wanted to do this thing she did on the hood of the car.
How will we know
inspired.
When it's off? Not
yeah.
today.
Still can.
Please.
I didn't
use
here.
This desk.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you would work out with that, Naomi.
I need bigger hair.
Yeah. It's there. You got the bosom for it. You got the legs for it. Hair's about there. I think
all
you
right.
could do it.
Make with the dancing.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Good all right. Job. We will imagine those two. Was it Coverdale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Katane. Now, think about the hair both of them had circa 1987.
Massive.
You know what I mean? Imagine those two. Now they're in the sack. Must just been like just a couple just tumbleweeds going at it. I mean, who the hell knew what was going on? If you jumped into that threesome, you'd be on Coverdale for the first hour and a half before you really realize what happened. Big tuft of hair. Quit complaining. You love it, bitch. Tawny's tapping you on the shoulder. Don't bother me now, Coverdale. Wait your turn. Oh, imagine the hair on that. I mean, the static electricity alone on the silk sheets. Just huge. All right. You pick up the remote, your hand explodes, batteries go flying everywhere. Oh, the Aquanet alone. You light up a smoke after the lovemaking, the whole room goes up. All right, we will, I swear his hair was the same color. They actually had the same hair, really.
They had the same stylist.
They had exactly the same stylist and the same hair. All right, we will take ourselves a little break. We're going to need topics because I think we're going to play a round of what can't Adam complain about. Yes? Yes, this is the game that's sweeping the nation.
Because Adam can complain. A lot of people are complainers, but you are the world champion complainer, the gold medal complainer.
World class.
There's nothing you cannot complain about. You complain about puppies, dolphins, pizza, beer,
right.
big boobs, so
I
on and
complain
so forth.
About anything, and I can complain about stuff that's being done for me. I mean, on my behalf, I can
right.
complain about things, gifts I've received. There's no end to
so
my complaining.
So call up and challenge Carolla's ability to complain about things that can't be complained about.
Yes. Yes, I've complained about rainbows before.
Mm.
How about that? Yeah.
Even one time you even complained about me.
I don't remember
one time.
That. All right, we will take ourselves a little break. We'll play What Can't Adam Complain About after this.
This is C. Thomas Howell, and you're listening to the Adam Carolla Show.
Wolverines! Always enjoy that. Also enjoy the vintage Joe Jackson. Yeah, you guys should get into old Joe Jackson. You only know him from his nicer, softer mid-'80s, late-'80s stuff. Go get Look Sharp or I'm the Man. That's where the real music is. All right, we're now going to play a little something called What Can't Adam Complain About? Again, the genesis of this game was, well, basically everyone around me hearing me complain about everything. I essentially live a charmed life, but I refuse to acknowledge it by complaining at every chance. And, like I said, it really came full circle when a few months back, I bought a Ferrari on eBay. Again, I feel, I should say, not an expensive Ferrari by Ferrari standards. $33,000 was the cost of the Ferrari. And, It was supposed to show up Monday. Friday. It was a 3-day weekend. They said they were dropping it off Friday. I stood by the window with my nose pressed against my window, looking down the driveway like a kid waiting for St. Nick to show up on Christmas Eve. And the car didn't arrive until Monday. My weekend was destroyed. It was ruined. I never stopped complaining. And I realized if I can complain about a Ferrari being trucked in from Georgia that I purchased off the internet, I can really complain about almost anything.
True.
So that's hence the game, What Can't Adam Complain About?
Stuff. The world is full of it. And one man has a complaint for it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
Now, here's how the game goes. I have no idea what the topics are. You call in. I'll start at the top. I'll start on line one, and I'll just power my way down.
These are intrinsically beloved things that no person in their right mind could complain about.
Theoretically, although I have no idea what your topics are.
A world championship complaining level to complain about these things.
Well, let's see if I'm up to the challenge. Brian?
Yeah, Ace Man, what's happening?
What's happening? Give me your topic, please.
You know what? I'm thinking you can't complain about a good night's sleep.
I can't complain about the good night's sleep itself. I can't complain about the feelings it evokes. Because on the weekends, I wake up routinely after 10 a.m. I wake up at 10:25, 10:15, 10:45. And each time I wake up, I think, holy Christ, Carolla, you're waking up after the show. And by the way, it's Saturday, or technically now Sunday. Tomorrow, you'll be waking up 6.5 hours earlier than this. How pathetic. And you're going to be miserable tomorrow when you have to get up at 4:30 and now sleeping till 10:45. Pathetic.
So you resent the good night's sleep.
I do. Mm-hmm. Beth. Wow. How say you, Beth?
Oh, Adam, how can you possibly complain about the perfection that is supermodel Giselle's body?
She has a hot body, but she has one of those jawlines that protrudes. Looks like she could crush a yak's femur with that jaw of hers. Too strong, too angular, too masculine. You know, I like a woman that looks like a woman. I don't want a woman who looks better than me nude as a man. Do you know what I'm saying? Big veins in her arm, sharp shoulders, elbow, poke a hole in you. Rupture spleen with that elbow. Things got crazy in the sack. Too sharp. Besides, what's his name? It soiled her anyway.
DiCaprio.
Kyrie?
Ah, good morning. How about you trying to complain about some toothpicks?
Here's the thing about toothpicks. We haven't decided on which ones we enjoy. The round wooden ones are fantastic. Then there's the flat wooden ones that don't work at all. And then the worst case, the plastic flat ones. Nothing worse than that plastic flat one getting caught in. Round one's nice because you can spin it. Let's the world know you're thinking. Come on, Carolla. We need a decision. Hold on. I'm not done spinning my toothpick. All right, boys. They want to fight? We'll give them a fight. Yeah. Flat one goes in there. You start turning it. You flip over.
Ouch.
Like some kind of crazy Jackie Gleason move from the 60s. Adolfo.
Adam, longtime fan.
Thank you. Topic, please. Oh, wait a minute. Topic, please.
Long-time fans.
I think I have the one thing you can complain about. Your dear, dear friend, passionate man, Dr. Drew.
Cheapest man I've ever met in my life. And hairless. And here's the whole thing. I'm moderately hairy as a guy. I'm not over the top hairy. I'm just moderately hairy. When I hang out with my other partner, Jimmy Kimmel, who's a Kodiak bear, then I come across looking like Dolph Lundgren. But when I hang around Drew, who's like a burn victim with the hair, then all of a sudden I'm Sasquatch, you see? No hair on him. Super cheap. Ed. The Hello? Ed? Is this the Ed from Las Vegas?
Hey, Adam. How you doing?
Good, Ed. Topic, please.
But you can't talk bad about a nice cold glass of Kool-Aid.
What a shocker. Man of color enjoys Kool-Aid. Let me say this. I don't like this guy busting up the joint. Dave and I have spoken about it on many occasions, you know. What if you just got done remodeling your kitchen? $75,000.
It's hot in here. I could go for a drink.
I went with the Carrara marble and the tumbled granite. It's beautiful. Hey, Kool-Aid! Bashes right through the kitchen sink, right through the bay window.
Who's going to pay for that, Kool-Aid?
Who's going to pay for that? And by the way, I don't even have flood insurance at my house. I couldn't imagine how much Kool-Aid insurance would cost. And God forbid someone summoned Kool-Aid on a commercial flight. Imagine that. Flaps down, gears just coming down, final approach at JFK, and some drunk a-hole yells for Kool-Aid.
Tragic disaster.
All of a sudden, right through the side of the plane, stewardess gets sucked out. Horrible. Dangerous. And a dangerous message to the kids, I say. All right, Nate. Hold on. I'm going to start complaining about the phones in a second. Nate.
Yeah, Ace Man.
What can I complain about?
There's one thing you definitely cannot complain about, and that is our Earth's oxygen.
Oh, yes, I can. Here's the thing about oxygen. It's great. It's great. It's great. It's great for your lungs, but also aids fire. No oxygen, no flame, no fire. You know how many people die in house burnings every year and then commercial office buildings? What about those poor people who died in Las Vegas when the Hilton or whatever hotel went up after those fagulas were getting it on and the cigarette fell on the bed there? Huh? And without oxygen, those people would all still be alive.
Well done, sir.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. That's right. It's fire's best friend. Darren.
Guilty by association.
That's right. Yes.
I got you on this one. How about Lincoln freeing the slaves?
Well, I got to tell you, what he did was fine, but that idea of having that crazy gigantism and then accenting it with the stovepipe hat he had and no mustache and the crazy beard, he wasn't a president, he was an undertaker. The Crypt Keeper. Sergio. Oh, wait a minute. Sergio, how say you? Last one.
This is your Lambo mechanic buddy in Frisco.
All right.
I wanted to give you one. I was going to give you one, but somebody took it, so I got another one for you.
Okay.
How about your favorite sports car, your Ferrari, whatever your favorite car is, running absolutely perfect, humming down
the road. But how often is it running perfectly? And again, I'll give you an example with something like the Ferrari. A distributor cap, a simple distributor cap for your American car, $395 over at the Track Auto. Ferrari, two distributor caps, each $300 a piece, and it's going to take 2 weeks for some guy to boat it in from Milan. That's the problems with Ferrari. And that's how you play. What can't Adam complain about?
That was What Can't Adam Complain About?
Stuff.
Man, Inky, you got pretty heated up there.
Well, I'm
matter
angry.
Of fact, this whole studio is hot. Yeah. Man, I could go for a cold drink.
Hey, Kool-Aid!
No!
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah! Wow.
Oh, great Kool-Aid.
Lynn, the engineer, is going to be P.O. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Actor, comedian, Alan Havey going to be in here.
Oh, and it's fruit punch.
Yeah, such a cop-out. A couple of playmates coming in. Champ car driver, Paul Tracy. Dane Cook. Toby Keith. Country music legend, Toby Keith.
I think it's best you just go Kool-Aid. But next time, bring grape.
We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Finish it with my woman, cause she called, help me with my mind. People think I am insane because I am bromin in the time. All day long I think of things, but nothing seems too sophisticated. Thing is to lose my mean, I don't mean something too pacific.
Little Ozzy on Ozzy.
I can help throw where is my friend.
Ozzy will be in a little bit later, not to be on the air. He needs some money. Yes. People think he's a joke who just comes on, some actor, does a funny voice. Oh, no. He's like the child I never had, the older child. Called me last night. Always needs to talk. His brother fell off a tree or something in Nicaragua, and now he's in the hospital. And guess what? They don't have any health insurance.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's big money or no?
Well, I don't want to embarrass him, but who cares? He doesn't speak the language. Not like he's listening. He's listening to Pioline on the way in right now. Let me just say, Alan Havey, by the way, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you for having me.
I don't want to ignore you. Free ride Sunday nights, 9:30 on Fox. But what do you do when you have a guy, he's your friend, you've worked with him for many years, you were both swinging a hammer, both in the trenches together. Now, I've gone on to have some financial success. He hasn't. I do the best I can by him. I put him to work every chance I get. But he has a family, he doesn't work that much, he doesn't have all the insurance and all the, you know, he doesn't have Aflac and stuff like that, he's got family in Nicaragua, and S happens, and I'm the only human being he knows that has two nickels to rub together, so what happens when he says, I need $7,000, I need $3,000, I need $5,000, what do you do?
You gotta let him go.
You gotta let him go?
Yeah, yeah. You got a Ferrari now, you're moving on.
That's
okay.
Right.
Don't look in the rearview mirror. Just keep going forward.
Interesting. Just hop in the Ferrari,
that's
lay
right.
Rubber, and take off.
I had a comedy partner years ago. Mm-hmm. We split up. You know, he went into poverty.
Really?
I went into, like, kind of medium success.
Uh-huh.
Had to let him go.
Kind of
Nicaraguan guy, or?
No, he's, you know.
Salvadorian?
No.
Oh. Now I'm confused. Brazil. I like when people confuse themselves by bringing up stuff. Oh, Brazilian.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
A little deeper in South America. By the way, I saw Ozzy. I saw the Black Sabbath on their first tour. When I was in high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where were you? What was the venue?
I was in Florida, Miami. I was at Dania. It was called Pirates World. It was this amusement park where they had rock concerts. Saw Grand Funk there, Blood Rock, Black Sabbath.
Wow.
All those guys when they first started out.
Wow. And how was it?
It was great. It was great. And when Black Sabbath came along, I was like, oh, God, okay, this is it. This is kind of like the grungy, you know, Led Zeppelin.
It didn't get any harder core than that in 1970.
No, that's about as hardcore as you got.
Whatever it was.
Know, maybe Mark Farner took off his shirt during a Grand Funk concert. That was it. That was this edgy. Nobody bit off bats. I think Ozzy was still, I don't know, eating ham then. I don't know.
Really?
The deal was,
not even eating pigeon.
No. It was before he got into foul.
Wow.
So those were good times.
Still in his swine years. So I'm during his swine years. So, and it was, and you're in high school.
High school. I'm like a sophomore.
And Ozzy, it was a trim, lucid Ozzy who was up there eating ham.
Yeah, he was only a few years older than me. I mean, he was like probably 19, 20, 21 at the time. It was great.
The Alan, by the way, as I look at your list of credits here, not only what you're plugging, Free Ride, but 1989 started out as one of the first hosts over on the Comedy Channel, which then became Comedy Central.
Right.
One of the pioneers.
Yeah. Great show. It was a great show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Night after night.
Right. We had audience. One was good times back then. That was like, it was almost like the beginning of television. Everybody's running around just putting a show together, you know. Okay, you got a show. Go ahead. Do it.
Yeah.
And they gave you 3 hours, so, you know.
Yeah, the audience of one, as you say, right, just the one guy sitting there.
It is crazy when you look back at it from a timeline. It's sort of like, I remember thinking about morning radio, because now I'm forced to, unfortunately. And you think about, just I remember I grew up in L.A. I remember 15 years ago, L.A., second biggest market in the world, probably. There was no real morning shows going on. A couple of DJs sort of spinning records. You know, this wasn't 1944. This was 1985. Nothing really going on.
You had classic rock out here. This station, 97.1, was like album rock.
You had some classic rock, and you had other music stations. You had some AM political chat, but, you know, now there's 100 morning shows. There wasn't even. It's just funny that here we are in the 80s, later 80s. We're talking about 1989, and cable hasn't really gotten going just yet. You know, I mean, TV's been around for 65 years, but the cable thing is, there's no comedy station. You know what I mean? It just, it seemed like it took, I don't know, it just seems like, I know it relied on cable and these sorts of things. But it seems like it should have come along 10 years earlier.
It was
than
Allen's
it did.
Show. Yeah, it was night after night. Higgins Boys and Gruber were also a great show, and then just a bunch of comedians doing their sets in front of brick walls. That was the entire channel.
Yeah, they had just clips of stand up. That's what really hurt stand up, I think, for a while there in the early '90s. It was just overexposed,
too saturated.
Even at the Improv, Comic Strip Live, Caroline's, were just comedy, comedy, comedy. It went from a special kind of job you had to like, oh, yeah, you're a comedian. My brother's a comedian.
Yeah. I think you can oversaturate. That's why we've toned it down in this show.
Thank God.
I felt like, you know, every morning we have that meeting. What should we do as far as comedy? Let's relax, fellas. That's easy now.
That is why we have Dave here.
Yes.
So to be the unfunny one.
That's right. That's right. You need a little salt in that dessert. Brings out the flavor. You know what I mean? That's Dave Damashek.
I'm just happy that Judas is getting his due today. That's all. Yeah. I, as a Catholic growing up in school, I remember asking the nuns, Judas, he was important because he ratted out Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he died for our sins. I remember getting slapped. I wanted to do an oral report.
Yes. I've seen it on Entertainment Tonight. It was all over all the news, all the entertainment news. Judas, friend or foe? Really? What about Paris Hilton? Yes, sorry. Yeah,
no, he's dating Cameron Manheim now.
Is he?
Yeah, Judas. No, but when I was a kid, I go, you know, in the equation, you know, Judas was very important. Now it turns out he and Christ were very tight. Good buddies.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, it's weird. We understand that in the world of nature. You know, people are like, what do we need maggots and buzzards and whatever for? And it's like, well, they're all part of the big plan. They clean up and then they provide food and sustenance for other whatever. That's what Judas did.
Absolutely.
He just helped someone who was a little bit higher up on the food chain.
And Christ had to go to Judas because he was the smartest guy.
All I'm saying, and excuse me for using the Lord's name in vain, but could this goddamn Da Vinci Code movie just come out already so we don't have to do the ramp up that lasts 4 months? The book, the court case, every news story now. It's all, we're examining the Bible and covering the entertainment news going through the Bible.
Yes, that's the theological discussion conducted by Pat O'Brien and Mary Hart.
That's right.
It is repulsive.
Oh, yes. You're so hot. Leviticus, you're so hot. Bathsheba. Well, there's more sex in the Old Testament, I think, than
plus
anywhere.
When we have to go from, you know, what did Judas really rat out the Christ man, and then right off of that smash cut into Eva Longoria is taking a summer cruise. It's like, what? I can't acclimate. The pressure changes too fast for me.
The Christ man?
The Christ man.
He was a morning DJ. Hey, the Christ man.
Yeah, the Apostle Zeus gonna be out at Hooters in Northridge. He'll be driving the prize patrol.
Walking on ice.
From plastic surgery. What have you done? From plastic surgery to ageism in Hollywood.
I'm 63.
What is the point of talking about your age? You're as old as you look. It's a femme fatale face-off.
Did Jesus survive the crucifixion?
I believe it.
He walked away.
Jesus Papers, a controversial new book set to rock the religious world.
Joan Collins, plastic surgery. Did Jesus survive the crucifixion? They're covering all the bases now.
Jesus was hanging out with Andy Dick when he was crucified.
Survive the crucifixion.
By the way, I got some baby names for you.
Oh, yeah, yes. That's the important
you
thing.
You have twins?
Twins on the way, right?
Twins.
First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Speed and Alacrity.
Mm. Which one's the dude?
Speed.
Speed.
Yeah, Alacrity would be the girl.
Nice. That's
pretty.
Speed is like good. And here's another one, Bevel and Grout. Kind of from your expertise,
yeah,
your background.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a mortar joint there. You would grout that's nice. In. And then Bevel.
Bev Corolla. It's sweet.
And Grout. That'd be a great name.
Can we go Grow maybe on the Grout?
You could go that, yeah. Grout Corolla. That's a hardcore name.
Grout.
Yeah.
Or those could be middle names, you know?
Unclear. Is it sanded grout or the non-sanded grout for the thinner joints?
It depends on the shape of the child's head when it comes out of the womb. You know?
Interesting.
I want to name it before it comes out.
And look, you know what? What's wrong with Grout Corolla? Because a lot of these blowhard a-hole celebrities who have a kid. Yeah,
Apple.
But then there's the ones that have a love of the sea or something. So they name their kid, you know, kelp or something. You know, the people that have a topic, whether they love animals, whether they love nature, whether they love the ocean, whatever it is they do, whatever their livelihood or their muse is, they name their kid after that, which is one of the blowhardiest things in the world. But as a former construction guy, yeah, what's wrong with Tuck Trowel?
Nothing.
Yes, D-handled the whole hog. Come on over here.
Bandsaw,
come on.
Spit bucket.
Spit bucket has got, that would be one of the greatest blues names ever. Spit bucket Johnson.
And no other kid would have that name. I mean, it'd be unique.
Yeah. Hopefully. God willing. You'd be PO'd if there's another spit bucket in the kindergarten class.
This is a work in progress. You've not yet settled on a name for the kids yet. So anybody, you're taking suggestions on this.
Yeah.
People should call up.
Still wide open, yeah.
Yes. Call up and offer the Ace Man some help with this. I've already offered.
Corolla.
Grout is nice.
How about
this one? How about the Bailey brothers, the two NFL brothers, Champ and Boss?
Yeah.
Champ and Boss Corolla. Little rough, though, for the girl. I don't know which one she gets.
It's going to be sad, though, when Champ comes in fifth in the sprinting race. And
sadly,
Champ
ironic.
pulled a C-minus on his history final. You know, it'll be very sadly ironic.
Boss becomes a janitor.
Right.
Hey, Boss, clean that crap up over there. Yeah.
Boss, some kid crapped himself and then dumped the shorts in the sea hall over here. How about you just get a sweep and a mop? Yeah, very, very sad. Yeah, like a fat guy being named Stretch or something. It's very pathetic. I totally agree. All right. One more thing to talk about with Alan, by the way. I'm looking down here and seeing... you did a show called The New Show with Lorne Michaels.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that show. Steve Martin, Gilda Radner, John Candy, Henry.
It was a show he did after Saturday Night Live. He waited a couple of years, did that in 84. Worked with a lot of great people. The show did not last 12 weeks.
Well, Steve Martin was Steve Martin back then, wasn't he?
Oh, it was exciting. I was a young comic. I got a job working with Steve Martin, Buck Henry. A lot of people don't know him, but he developed Get Smart. He was one of the writers on that.
Wrote The Graduate.
Mel Brooks wrote The Graduate.
Yeah.
Gilda Radner.
And had a hysterical reoccurring character on Saturday Night Live where he was a pedophile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he used to want to take pictures of 4-year-old girls in her panties. It was a different time.
Yeah. What? Could you get away with that now?
I'm not sure that you could have a 48-year-old guy and Gilda Radner dressed up as a brownie or Girl Scout and him make jokes about taking pictures of her panties.
How about a 51-year-old guy?
That's infinitely doable if you're looking for a gig. Yeah. Yeah. What happened? Lorne Michaels, Steve Martin, yourself? How could it have gone wrong? John Candy?
Dave Thomas was on it. Dan Vitale.
Was this a network show?
It was a network show. It was on NBC. It was on at 10 o'clock prime time. They moved it around. The network really didn't promote it right. It was actually a funny show. I hung out one night with Randy Newman, just listened to him play for an hour.
Really?
That was the beauty of that job. You know, just met a lot of heroes.
What was its lead-in? Do you remember?
Oh, God. What's that car chase movie they made? Dukes of Hazzard or
Dukes
something.
Dukes of Hazzard.
I don't know. Really? Something on NBC. I don't know what
can't
it was.
Can't be as funny Manimal. As Dukes of Hazzard.
No.
Yeah.
Esquire called it the worst show of the year.
I like Randy Newman, but he's sort of the white Chuck Berry in that every one of his songs sounds like the other one he just did. Chuck Berry, every Chuck Berry song sounds exactly the same, and every Randy Newman song sounds exactly the same.
Not if you listen to a lot of Randy Newman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, if you really sit down and listen to him, I think he's pretty much a genius.
I will say he's a genius, but maybe his style is so distinct that I recognize it immediately, and that's what I'm tuning into. But they all sound very reminiscent of each other, but I don't have any Randy Newman records. I just hear the soundtracks.
It's like Bob Dylan. A lot of young guys listen to Dylan. Oh, it all sounds the same, you know. But if you sit down and listen to it, you realize it. You know how deep the talent is.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, here I am singing for Bob Dylan. I should be promoting my own show.
Well, I'll do it for you. Free ride Sunday nights 9:30 on Fox. Alan Havey, thanks for coming in.
Adam, thanks for having me. Good luck with the kids.
My pleasure.
Bevel and Grout. That's my vote.
Grout is definitely sellable. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the guy gets the better end of that stick. The girl's Bevel.
Yeah.
Bev's cute.
Yeah. We'll take a break. We have Playmates coming up. Paul Tracy, Champ Car driver. Dane Cook, comedian. Are they in here? Did you see any playmates yet?
No, just the thought of them. The mere thought makes me say ooh la la.
Toby Keith, say it in your head next time. Take a quick break. Be right back after this.
All next week, it's the Adam Carolla Religious Pitch Challenge.
At the hand of a raging mad god, having smoke coming out of his nostrils and fire coming out of his mouth.
Maybe he did a bongla.
Five religions enter, only one will leave. Which religious faith will win Adam over? Find out next week on the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a Buddhist coming in on Monday, Rabbi Tuesday, Wednesday priest, Thursday pagan. Don't know if it's a god or a goddess or what the hell they have over there, warlocks or witches. Anyway, I'm wide open. Muslim on Friday. I'm open.
If someone has to be sacrificed, I assume that we're all on the same page that it's Brusca who goes, right?
Sure. I think that goes without saying.
Perfect.
That's right. Then we have sex with the corpse. Did I say that out loud?
Can I come back that day?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Wait. The final insult.
We all want to do it. It's not because we want to do it.
Yeah.
It's to insult Brusca.
It is funny, though, that there is an insult. Like, he died, and then they left his body out to rot like a dog. You know, they'd get in a lot of this kind of stuff. Yeah. I went his corpse returned from the... We exhumed his bones, and we brought them back to his native country and blah, blah, blah. Look, you died. Half of you are cremated. The rest of you are buried. How much worse does it get than putting an oven and throwing in the ground? Please. Someone having sex with me be a nice distraction from death. I argue.
So you have that to look forward to, Brussels.
Yes, you do.
Can I go first, though?
Yeah.
Please.
It's a great show. A lot of fun.
That is going to be a great show.
Yeah. Maybe he already died when he said that. Jeff?
I'm going to use the bosoms.
All right. Come on. My nephews are listening. Jeff?
Hey, Adam. How you doing, man?
Good. You have names for my twins?
I do, and they're all right off the tongue, man, going to your cars. One is Z Corolla, and the other one would be Mini Corolla.
Mini.
Hmm.
Nice.
All
Z.
Right,
like a Z car.
Cute.
Is it just the letter, or do you write it out?
No, Z. 300Z.
300Z.
Just the letter. Just the letter.
Z Corolla. Yeah.
You can do worse.
And it's a good part where people want to know what it stands for, and it's just that. You know what I mean? What is that? Zeke? Ezekiel? Where does that come from? No, just Z. Nice. I don't know about Mini, though. Makes me think of Mini Driver. One of the chicks, by the way, in our aforementioned list of women that women want us to think is hot and we're not interested in. Mini Driver's always at that. Sort of blowhardy as an actress, too. Matt?
Yeah.
Kids' names?
Matt, thinking.
Matt, are you deep in thought?
You caught him off guard.
All right. He called this show. Let's see. Mark?
Yes. Hey, Adam. How you doing?
Good. Kids' names?
Yeah, I think you go with something with the Latin flavor.
Mm. Cheer it.
I'm thinking Chicharron for the boy.
Yeah.
And Carnitas for the
Carnitas.
Girl. Yeah.
Cheech Corolla.
Cheech Corolla and Carnitas.
No, Chicharron.
Yeah. What does that mean? Is that profanity?
No. That's a fantastic Latin snack.
No, okay. Because I don't want to yell out the window for young Chicharron and have the gardener getting PO'd and coming after me.
No. He'll
fried pig skin.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Chicharron and the other one is Carne Asada?
Yeah.
All right. I'll go with that.
Carne Wilson, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. Not bad. Try one more. It's not bad, though. You know, you think about affirmative action. Let's face it, my kids aren't going to be A students. They'll be lucky to pull C's and D pluses, you know. But still, you want to get into a university, right? You give them a nice Spanish surname, maybe they slide in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A little affirmative action gig. Let's see. Let's talk to Cruz. Cruz?
Yeah.
Cruz Corolla.
Yeah.
It's not bad either.
Corolla. And Mia Corolla.
Mia Corolla. So is Cruz your suggestion or is that just your name?
No, that's my suggestion.
And your name.
And my name.
Okay. Cruz Corolla. Yeah, here's the thing. I don't want the kid's name to get so crazy that when we go to Disneyland or actually when the nanny takes the kids to Disneyland. I mean, let's face it, I'm a busy man. When they go into the gift shop and they look for the little license plates, I want them to be able to find their name. There's no disappointment like the kid not being able to find his name on the mini license plate that you put on the back of your bicycle when you go to the amusement park.
It is hard.
Speaking from experience, it totally blows.
Naomi?
Ugh.
Yeah, nothing there. And you're at
that.
The ends. Oh, there's Nancy.
You won't find that.
Yeah, nothing.
Nadine.
No Naomi. Heartbroken.
I know.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. All right, maybe you put in maybe you put in a special request to the mini prison where they make those license plates. I'm just doing the math.
Midget jail.
I guess it's juvie. It would be funny if they made the novelty mini plates in juvenile hall.
Training ground.
There's a young girl named Naomi who's on the outside who's crestfallen. Let's get to work, boys. All right, now. We are going to do, we have our playmates out in the green room, yes? Looking very delightful.
Foxes, a brunette and a flaxen-haired beauty.
I like that. We'll bring them in a couple of few. But as we do from time to time, a little reenactment. Barbara Streisand's book. It's not really her book. It's a book about her.
Unauthorized.
Yeah.
Yes. Imagine what that would be like. The book's called The Way She Is, and apparently it's just all about all the men she's bedded. And James Brolin, her husband, is going to be crestfallen when he starts to hear this list of names.
Yeah. So that's got to be a nightmare for any husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were the reenactment that Dave and I do from time to time. You'll be playing Babs.
I'll play Babs. How
I'll
about
play
that?
Brolin.
Okay.
All right. Now, what set the scene for us?
All right. How about this? I'm being Babs, and mm-hmm. I decide it's time before you get your hands on this book. I better, let you know what you're going to hear. I don't want you to find it out from anyone else.
It's hitting the bookstores any day now.
Right.
You don't
want
me finding out secondhand.
Right. So all right, I'm Babs. I'm in the living room. I'm in one of the many rooms in the mansion.
Mm-hmm.
For the way we were. Can it be? Oh, Jimmy.
Hmm.
Sit down, honey. We have to have a talk. I don't know if you've heard from any of our staff.
Do you want me to grow the beard back?
Well, listen, it's really
Is that what you want to talk about?
No. I think you're
I'll glue one on until the real one comes back.
I want you to know, before I say anything else.
I'm so in love with you, baby.
I want you to know that you are the most wonderful man that's ever been in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
I feel the same way about you. By the way, Josh wants to throw a rave over here Saturday. Is that cool?
Let's talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
But first, there's...
What is it?
There's
anything.
There's a book coming out.
What happened? Jag blew a seal? You want me to bring it to my good friends over at AMCO? Done! Done! Don't say another word.
Well, no, I really want to talk to you about... there's another book about me, but this one...
I'll tell you, when you sing as well as you do, Babs, I'm sure. I'm surprised there's not a book written every day about that beautiful siren song that you open your mouth and it's poetry.
You are such a sweetie.
Finally, they're focusing on your singing. Finally, your talent.
How did I get so lucky to find you?
Your one and only talent, singing.
Anywho, it's really not about the singing.
It's about the acting.
I would prefer that they focus on the acting. That's a whole other book.
Your acting, finally.
No, these...
Funny girl. Should have been nominated for that.
No, this is more about my, shall we call it my personal life, this book.
Oh, the charity work.
And I want you to know...
The stuff they don't talk about. They don't talk about the hundreds of thousands of dollars you give away to needy organizations. Each and every year, they don't talk about your work with the Coastal Commission. No, it's always singing or acting. Finally, they're focusing on the philanthropic endeavors of Babs. You want the beard back?
I don't remember anything that happened before you and I locked eyes that
Me
first
neither,
time.
Me neither, baby.
But
I was celibate until I met you.
Well...
I hope you were too.
I hope that we can be adults about this. I mean, you weren't the first man for me.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will always be number one in your life, even though you're a Jew. Sorry, sweetie. I converted, by the way.
Couple of men. There was what might be a little uncomfortable is that
mentors.
You may have heard. Well, no, I was intimate with them.
So you actually hug them?
Well, a little bit more.
Second pass.
did some kissing with them, yes. And
okay,
some,
as long as that was
some
it.
Petting and...
Okay. I understand. You slept with another man before you met me. I met you in your 50s. I'm sure you had a life before me. Well, one man. Who can complain about one man?
One man, for instance, Warren Beatty, had sex on me.
Well, he's an interesting way to phrase it. He's an attractive man and dear friend.
But, I mean, there was also...
There's only one man. That's fine.
There was also Robert Redford. Another man who I think you probably know who he is.
Bobby R.
Familiar with his work.
Talented man. I could see Robert Redford. It was the 70s. It was a different time. He's fresh off of Butch Cassidy
also
and the
Steve
Sundance.
McQueen.
Huh?
Steve McQueen.
That's three.
That's three. Yeah, well then.
As long as it's only three. I guess three over the course of a career isn't too much. And again, all beautiful, beautiful men. The Miami Vice guy?
That's right. The white one.
But he wasn't popular in the 70s or the 60s.
Also Richard Gere.
Who? What? The gerbil? It's the only work I know of his.
That was a threesome this time.
you Gere and the rodent?
Yes, Ryan O'Neill.
Oh, hold on. My hip is sore. Babs, hold on. Let me sit down. Let me get a draw off my
ice. John Voight.
I'm going to take a draw off my iced tea. That's six men.
Chris Christopherson.
The bearded Christopherson? The bearded one?
Now that I think about it, maybe you could grow that beard back.
So I remind you of Christopherson? No, thank you.
Elvis.
But please tell me, this took place... In the early 60s, late 50s, a lean king of rock and roll, yes?
Let's call it the mid to late 70s.
But it was before he died. Please tell me it was before he died.
Listen, what happened before you and I met is my own business.
All right, you slept with a handful of notables before we got
together. I married Elliot Gould.
But he's... He's grotesque.
Omar Sharif.
He died before you were born.
So?
All right, well, that's it.
Peter Jennings.
What? That's Anchorman?
That's right.
What? When did you have time to cut a record, you ho?
Well, it was Peter Jennings, cut a record, then I did Andre Agassi.
Bald or weird mullet, Agassi?
Both.
Well, both.
Also, do you know... maybe this will make you feel better. You know Baskin-Robbins ice cream, right? You like ice cream.
That's the only thing that could heal my wounds right now.
Well, the heir of Baskin-Robbins, Richard Baskin, ate mint chip ice cream off my bosom.
You slept with him how many times? 31.
I think you just answered
31 times. Oh, dear Lord.
Now you like politics, right?
I used to.
Wow. Canada's Prime Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau.
Thank Christ, it wasn't Mexico.
He entered my border.
What?
You know what I mean?
How many lives did you have before our life together?
You know, Seth. That guy Seth, I don't know his last name, did him too.
The guy who painted the tennis court?
That's the one.
Oh, Christ, no. You didn't even know his last name.
So?
I was wondering why you had that stripe down your back. Now I know.
Elliot Moskowitz.
That just random Jew?
That's right.
Just anyone named Elliot? Oh, that's it. I'm moving to the north end of the compound.
I love you, though.
No, you've been tainted. You're forever tainted in my mind.
My son?
You actually had sex with your son?
Yes.
That's it. I'm going to go back. I'm going to pitch Hotel the Next Generation, and I'm out of here. Whatever sitcom was. All right. Wow. Painful.
Doogie?
Not Doogie Howser.
Well, him, but also our poodle.
had sex with Duke. He's a man. He's a boy. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, that's right. You're a chick. I forgot. All right, my head is swimming. I need a breather. I need some time to think.
Come here and give me a kiss.
No, you're polluted. I'd rather...
We left behind. I blame you. You know why? Because you don't bring me flowers.
All right.
You don't see
That's
me.
That's how it happened.
Is that exactly how it went down?
Anymore. Yes.
Right. One could only imagine. All right. We will take ourselves a little break.
Can it be things were simpler then?
Two playmates coming in here to talk a little about Hef's 80th birthday. We'll get to that. Champ Car driver Paul Tracy. Wasn't Champ Cars the racing series that the guy passed away in or was killed in a week ago or 2 weeks ago? Was that Indy? It was Indy Car, not a Champ Car.
But anyway, I did deal with Paul Tracy.
Oh,
wow.
And Mario Andretti.
Wow, how about Toby Keith?
Toby Keith, yes.
Dane Cook?
Yeah.
Comedian Alan Havey?
No
show, Tony Kate.
I have my dignity.
You draw the line somewhere. All right, Babs, thanks for being so candid. We'll take a quick break. Be back with Playmates after this.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to the new Adam Carolla Show.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
All right. Well... finally, the studio's brightened up. Allison Waite, Stacy Fusen is in here. Both playmates. Stacy, February 99. Allison, 06. May 06. My birthday. I like that.
One is blonde, one is brunette. They have one thing in common. Both are foxes.
Yes. Yes, they are. Now, champ driver. Paul Tracy is on the horn because we're talking about the Grand Prix, Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach that I go to each and every year and raced in the celebrity race about 2-3 years ago. Came in third overall, took the guy who was in third currently into the wall and on the last corner, the last lap, and then took third place. I want to thank you guys for
who
coming in
you,
here,
though?
By the way.
Rita Rudner beat you, right?
Trying so, to think of who. Yeah, you guys. So this weekend, very exciting. You got Hef's 80th birthday. You guys will be down at the track in Long Beach celebrating. Sounds like a nonstop party.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah,
I'm kind of bummed out.
I
was looking forward to hearing the Enron CEO hearing.
Well,
Jeffrey Skilling.
Yeah, I guess
they postponed it to next week.
Yeah, well, he was gonna get up on the stand today, I guess, and talk a little about Enron, and they just moved it to next week. It's no big deal, and we'll just wait till next week.
I don't really want to talk about it. I'm just kind of bummed out about it, but I just have to say it's about time those corporate crooks were brought to justice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they just brought out employees out of their retirement money, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I just say, you know, this weekend is a celebration. You know what I mean? It's Hef's 80th birthday. It's time to, you know, have a few, you know, cocktails, maybe a wine cooler, and enjoy yourself. You're young,
Playboy,
you're beautiful.
I think as these lovely ladies remind you, Adam, it's not all about cars and booze and everything.
It's a new generation of Playmate.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I know you guys should look pretty down about the whole Enron thing. It's just
disappointing, you know? We're looking forward to...
I know you've been following it pretty closely, and probably everyone up at the mansion has been, but they just postponed his testimony a week. It's no big deal.
So let's postpone the sorrow. Let's just try to collectively...
I don't really want to talk about it.
Well, I don't want to yell at someone and tell them to pep up and start living their life, but I mean, and I know, like I said, if you're in this state of mind, it's going to be difficult, but again... he'll be on the stand next week. We got the big race at Long Beach this week. Hef only turns 80 once. Let's just really try to put this behind
here,
us
here.
And just enjoy
here.
The here and now,
well
ladies.
Well said, Adam.
You guys okay, or you feel like you can move forward?
Yeah, I guess. It just kind of puts a damper on the whole weekend, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Okay. I know it's tough. I got to say, I feel a little bit guilty because I heard the news that they were postponing this guy's testimony this morning. It was rolled right off my back. I was like, ah, so what? I'm going to crack a beer and have fun this weekend.
That's all her and I have been talking about this morning.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, it's funny because you go in with these preconceived notions. Oh, they're playmates. What the hell are they talking
about? Life's a big party.
Oh, they're,
they're
going to be pulling on their bubble gum and talking about which guys are cute. But as it turns out, you guys are a little deeper than I thought. Okay, I don't want you to cry, but here's what I'm saying. Stiff upper lip in front of Hef. You know what I mean? Yeah. He doesn't need to be burdened with this. It's your own personal heartbreak. You know what I mean? This
You're
whole
right.
Enron thing?
You're right.
Well, okay.
We'll
and again, I know you guys have been watching a lot of C-SPAN the last few days, and so he'll be on the stand next week. It'll come around in a few days.
They'll get him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Paul Tracy?
Yes, Adam.
Good to talk to you, Paul.
By the way, it's interesting that Paul's on the phone.
Yes.
And the girls are in the studio.
Yeah. That's just the way I like it.
I like your mission statement for the day. Enjoy the here and now.
That's right. You have to, especially when you live your life a quarter mile at a time, like me and Paul Tracy. Life in the fast lane. Paul, it's again, too bad we can't see each other in person, but I'm going to be at the race on Sunday watching. Are you racing Saturday and Sunday?
No, I'm not going to do, I would have liked to have done the Grand Am race this weekend. I've done a couple this year as kind of like warm-up races for the Champ Car race. But, you know, this being the first race and it's kind of our biggest race of the year, you know, I'm going to fully, you know, my concentration is all on trying to win Sunday's race. So really got to focus on where my bread and butter is.
Yeah. And that's in Champ Car. And it's, like I said, a huge event, even for those who aren't really into cars or motor racing. It's just an event. It's beautiful. The weather's always beautiful. I don't know what the report is for this weekend, but it's always beautiful. It's at Long Beach, and they're going on city streets. They're going right down Shoreline Drive at 170 miles an hour.
Yeah, sorry. I think the weather's all good now. Rain. I wasn't here earlier in the week, but I guess it was bad. And it's cleared up now. The weather's good. The cars are on the track now. We've got practice in about an hour from now. So, yeah, I'm ready to go. Our team's ready to go. And we'll try to win this thing for the fifth time.
And in the mood for the fifth time. But, again, with this whole Enron CEO testimony being pushed back till next week, it's got to be a cloud hanging over the team's head.
Well, I'm enjoying the here and now.
That's right. That's the whole thing about a professional. You know, you hear about it. The guy's dad passed away the day before the Super Bowl, but he still suits up and goes out on that field. And that's what I love about Paul Tracy. A lot of guys pulling out of the race, saying they need to take the weekend off. They need time alone. They want to rethink their whole life. Not Paul Tracy. He gets in the fire suit, puts on the helmet.
There you go, Stacey and Allison. It feels good to laugh, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
It does, yes.
It does.
Thank you.
You never thought you would laugh or smile again, did you, after this?
No.
So I'm going to be there, Paul. Could you just give me like a thumbs up or something when you go by? That's all I ask, each and every laugh.
Come by and see me.
I will. Can you do me up?
Because I was on the show with you, Loveline. It was, a year ago, a year and a half ago?
It feels like a lifetime. That's how in love with you I am. But, yeah, could I come down? Could I hang out in your pit?
No. We'll give you a job to do. You can change a tire for me.
Do you have free? You have free food and beer and stuff?
Oh yeah, we got it all.
Yeah, nothing better. You know what's nice? You know what's nice? The daytime buzz. That's what you get at the race. That noon, 11:30 noon, and you already caught a nice beer buzz.
Well, the best thing is when you go over to the Red Bull tent and they've got a full-on party going at 11 o'clock in the morning with Red Bull vodka.
Yeah, that's right. Are you racing? Is that what's on your car?
No, that's not one of our sponsors. But they've got a big tent down here, Red Bull, and they've got some sponsorship in the Grand Am series and with another car in our series. So they've got a big thing going on down here.
Well, Paul, I'll be rooting for you on Sunday. And again, all I ask is some free booze, some free grub, and a thumbs up each and every lap when you pass me in the stands.
All right, no problem.
All right, this year I'll try to get on a straightaway. Last year I was on a chicane.
lap 87, Paul gave the thumbs up. His hand slipped off the wheel and he went right into the hay bales.
Higher degree of difficulty.
Yeah, yeah, but I appreciate the effort. Paul Tracy, everyone, racing at the Long Beach Grand Prix.
Good luck.
This weekend. And again, Playmates Allison and Stacy. I think if Paul can keep going, certainly you guys can, yes?
Yes, most definitely.
Allison and Stacy. Centerfold questions for you.
I like it.
We often ask these questions. Okay. Now, listen, Adam knows what the proper answers are for these, so he can help you out if you go astray here. Let's go with this one. You're a sucker for... dot, dot, dot.
Sucking. That would be a great answer.
You can't beat that.
Again, for guys. You know, this is for guys who want to read this, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's not like school teachers going to be reading this.
I think maybe next question. We need to ease into it. Like, let's start with something like, you know, what else you got?
And also, Dave, keep in mind the ladies, where they're at.
Right.
Emotionally right now.
I understand.
Yeah, they're very sensitive right now.
They have heavy hearts. I understand.
Yeah. Right.
How do you keep warm in the winter?
My boyfriend.
That's
the worst possible answer.
Yeah. That is right below when the stripper talks about, you know, when you go like, when you're not at the club, what are you doing? Do you have full-time mom?
No.
What's that slide, that opposite slide whistle sound?
Allison, that was a bad answer.
That was Stacy. I don't have a boyfriend.
I know.
Now we're back in the game. Show her, turn this thing around. All right.
Go ahead.
How do I stay warm?
Yes.
I live in San Diego, so it's kind of warm year-round.
Hunting socks.
Oh, okay, yes. Ugg boots and nothing else. That is what I wear.
How cold do you have to be to wear socks that actually have batteries in them? You know what I mean? You got to be cold. Hunting socks, correct
Allison,
answer.
Yes. What about this one?
Okay.
The most unusual place you've had sex?
On a Sea-Doo.
Wow.
Whoa. Yes. And you know what? Can I say we were wearing our little life vests, so it was safe.
Safe.
Yes.
Protected sex. Mm-hmm.
You and a woman, or was it a fella?
This was a gentleman.
Oh, bad answer. Wrong answer.
Okay. All right, let's throw it to Stacy then.
You know what? I can't say I can come up with anything.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Adam. Most unusual place.
I did it in a freight elevator. But there was, guys moving at the time. And we weren't alone.
I'll tell you, I don't like to...
I did it with a C don't. Yes.
I once did it, this is uncomfortable to admit, but I did it just a couple weeks ago in Brusca's ear. It was a mix-up. That's
not the question, yeah.
Yeah. Most
that's
unusual
be a
place
first.
I did it in?
Are there some good questions?
C-do.
Where are the good questions at?
I like that.
All right. You want to raise the bar. How about this one, then?
Okay.
Your philosophy is?
Always treat people the way you want to be treated, and always be grateful for what you have.
And bring corporate scum to justice.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Enron
yes.
creeps.
Yes.
All right. How about this one, Allison?
Okay.
You know you're in love when?
Ooh, when there's like kind of gross things, but you think that they're cute. Like maybe like, I don't know.
Guy flings his poo and you're like, oh.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's kind of sweet. Oh,
it's the way he does it.
Yeah, that's love.
Right.
That is love.
I think when you can pop a zit on the guy's back.
Oh, that's when you know.
That's love, right?
Yeah, they've got you
definitely.
Then. Yeah.
How about Allison when you lock eyes with me?
It's early.
Let me get out of the way.
Wow.
Are we having a moment right now?
Sea-Doo. You'd be the first Jew on a Sea-Doo. Yeah, it's not happening.
It could.
All right.
Allison, it could happen.
Allison, are you really single?
No, I'm seeing someone.
Ah,
there is someone special that I kind of like.
Special retarded or just special in your heart?
No, special in my heart. He's a good guy. He's a stand-up guy.
What's he do? Something in the business?
No.
Really?
Never.
Yeah, but they always do that thing where, oh, no, he's just a regular guy, and then turns out he's a producer.
Is he 52 with a ponytail? Is he one of those guys?
No ponytail.
He's probably tattooed and
he does have some tattoos, yes.
He's an older
he's
man.
He's an actor.
He is older than me, but he is not... Old.
Has he ever tanned himself by means other than the sun?
No.
Not sprayed on, not hit the booth. He's pasty.
Yeah.
I like that. Does he shave his private parts?
I don't want to discuss.
She wouldn't
that's
know.
That's affirmative.
A lady doesn't tell.
Did you meet him at the mansion?
No, I did not.
Okay. No.
Now, what about Hef? Is there a rivalry? Well, you know, he's got his gaggle of blondes. Are you jealous that you're not one of those women?
Oh.
Maybe they are.
Well, no.
Stacey? No. Yeah, but you have some choice words for those. For those ditzy blondes, right?
No, they're wonderful. Very sweet girls. Oh, we love them.
Really?
They're so awesome.
How are they holding up the whole Enron thing?
You know what? I haven't discussed them with them.
They're sort of staying in, huh?
Yeah.
Laying low.
But no, they're great.
They're neoconservatives. I know every one, last one of them. Yeah. They're not as ripped up
by us. No, they're really sweet girls.
All right. Yeah. All right. So they're everyone is going to land on their feet. I think we have to take ourselves a little break. Yes, Breska.
Go.
Yes, we do. Okay. Wow, Breska. You know, the thing about Breska as a heavy-set lesbian, I think he is attracted to you guys, but also realizes you're out of his league and is secretly jealous. Yes?
Absolutely. What lesbian wouldn't want these ones? I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
All right, please. Enough said. Stacey, thank you. Allison, thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are going to be you're both going to be there Saturday and Sunday?
Yes. Playboy has 5 cars in the race.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're Daytona prototypes.
Mm.
So we're really excited. And you can go to playboyracing.com.
I will be there on Sunday.
Okay.
I ask is for a little thumbs up as you pass me on the Sea-Doos.
And then Allison, on Monday, you come by my place, we'll watch some MSNBC, drink some lemonade, and then I'll give you the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Allison, by the way, is on the cover of Playboy.
Oh, yes.
Today, and she looks stunning.
Yes. Aww,
and even more so in person.
Yeah.
Both are.
It's a great look. I put a pox on your man. May his head grow in the ground like an onion.
Aww.
We'll take it.
You're dating him, right? Is he your boyfriend?
No, not boyfriend. We're not going to use the word boyfriend.
Really?
Oh. No.
Why? Is that one of those party lines that Playboy tells you to do?
No.
Why no commitment?
I just met him a little while ago. You got to take
still
it slow.
New.
How long has it been?
Like a couple months. My goodness. I feel like I'm in the hot seat here, guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. I would treat you better, and so would Dave. We would treat you better simultaneously, me first.
I'll take care of your hot seat.
How old are you?
Oh,
24.
24? That's how old my boyfriend is.
Perfect.
I like him young.
Yeah, smart. All right. I'm 19, so I'll go first.
Okay.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Louie Louie, oh no, me gotta go, ay ay ay, ay babe, Louie Louie, oh baby, me gotta go. My little girl, wait up for me, can't accept a quantity, still accept a man all alone, never know if I make it home. Louie Louie, oh no, me gotta go, ay ay ay, I said, Louie Louie, oh baby, me gotta go, I can't feel the bass.
Right, well, you can't blame a guy who can't feel the bass.
Deaf rat guy.
Knocking it out, karaoke style. All right, we got a little business here, then news, then sports. Also, Dane Cook, going to be calling in. Toby Keith, saved the best for last today. Those playmates weren't bad. I was watching, I don't know why I'm turning gay in my older years because I'm now obsessed with Entertainment Tonight and The Insider and Access Hollywood. I do nothing but watch those shows. Perhaps it's because it's become my prime time. When you go to bed at 8:45, I guess 7:30 becomes your prime time. Jesus Christ, what's become of me? I'm now obsessed with all celebrities, and especially the ones I can't stand. The ones I like, I never think about. I guess, to me, the celebrity glass is always half empty. I would rather focus on the ones that drive me insane and why we have to keep hearing from them, like the Paris Hiltons of the world with their latest interview. They did one of these sort of free association or stream of consciousness things with Paris Hilton, which is always funny. And it's the guy who did it was the guy from Entertainment Tonight or Access, whatever. There's a new guy that's sort of good looking, got a sort of country look, and they use him for corresponding.
Yeah, he's sort of blondish.
He's blonde, and I can't think of the guy's name.
He's very pleased with himself.
Yes, let's just call him Bob Johnson. I can't remember the guy's name. He's nice teeth. You've seen him somewhere, but I don't know where
he
came from.
Looks like his name might be Champ.
Yeah, there's a little country look to him. You wouldn't be, if you're making a movie about NASCAR, he would be an extra mm-hmm. in it. Anyway, so she sits her down and does the A or B sort of thing with her. So he's like, Miami or Vegas? She's like, Vegas. Then he says, chocolates or flowers? Chocolates, she says. And she's on top of it with the answers. I guess when it's A or B, there's not a lot of hemming and hawing. Champagne or beer? Champagne. Then he mixes it up. He says, Pitt, Clooney, and then he says his name, or Johnson. She gives it a beat, gives it another beat, and says, Pitt. I thought, what a C. You couldn't throw the guy. It was unclear whether she was confused who he was, and I'm sure she had no idea who he was, even though he introduced himself more than once when they sat down to do the interview, who that third name was, but couldn't do the math that it was him, and the way he asked it was a sort of the wink and the brow raise. She gave it a beat, looked at him, and then picked the guy who wasn't there. And I thought, that's what makes a beautiful woman truly beautiful. They have to be cruel.
Dynamite lady.
Can't even play along. You know, even, you know, that's the whole thing. If they could be married, they could be climbing into their Learjet, you could be the guy sweeping the tarmac and say, when are we going out on a date? And they would still say never. You know what I mean? They couldn't just toss the guy. I have cancer, by the way. When are we going out on a date? Never. No bone, just a little toss the bone.
Tell me his name was Carlos Ponce or Ryan Devlin.
God, that sounds familiar.
They're the two kind of blondie guys.
We'd have to see a picture of the guy. The guy looks like he could have been in a remake of the Dukes of Hazzard. I have to figure this guy's name out. I just like the idea that...
Perpetually windblown hair.
Yes. Yes, windblown hair and whitened teeth. I just like the fact that Paris couldn't cut him a break. What with the cameras going? Right. Couldn't just say, of course you had to pick Brad Pitt, who she's never met. All right. That's a delight, everybody. We will. And by the way, can we stop asking these people what they think? Can we stop asking Paris Hilton her take on whatever?
Well, the best version of that was when Johnny Carson died. Then they go out and they ask other celebrities, what's your reaction to so-and-so's divorce? I don't know them, but I'm still going, you don't know who they are, but I mean, I'm still going to ask you. Johnny Carson is dead. What do you think, Desperate Housewives star James Denton?
It's about time.
Why do we need the opinion of James Denton on Johnny's death?
Of course. You think Carson, you think Denton. You can't not.
Peas in a pod.
Yes, he's never done the show. How can you not think of him? All right, we will take a break. We will then return with Dane Cook, news, sports, Toby Keith, still to go.
Call Adam now, 866-901-ADAM, the new Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, it's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now, 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah, it's my favorite Toby Keith song. We talk about your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about I love this song. It hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother. I'm not a country fan, but I like this song. We talk about your friends. He wants to talk about me. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes. It's my theme song. God knows we're going to talk about it. All right, come on. Give it a chance, Damashek. You and your damn modest mouth, your hipster Radiohead friends.
With pleasure. What else can I do?
Hey, everyone. Come on, Big Tad. Back me up here.
What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want. Tad likes it.
Yeah. I like talking about you. Yeah, Tad, go. But occasionally,
I want to talk about me.
Yeah, shocker, he knows the words. Goes into the falsetto, yodel. All right. It's funny.
I like it.
This old lady wants to talk about a bunch of crap he's not interested in. He wants to talk about me. What if we can get him to change it to, I want to talk about Adam? Well, anyway, Toby will be on the blower in a couple of few. All right, let's just one more time, huh? Talking about you makes me grin. Tad, do it, baby.
I want to talk about me. You want to talk about? I can't remember. Right
all right.
All right, come on. Right
huge fan.
Yeah, he's very nervous.
Again, you don't have to put the huge in front of fan with Big Tad. Fan, we'll do the huge math. Here we go, Tad.
me. Want to talk about me?
All right, that's enough out of you. Anyway, Toby Keith going to be on the blower in a minute. But first, Naomi Scott and the news.
As expected, Meredith Vieira announced yesterday that she's leaving ABC's The View to take Katie Couric's place on the Today Show beginning in September. It was an emotional moment for the girls on The View, particularly Star Jones.
Meredith, I've sat to your left
the whole time.
The whole time. Mm-hmm. And there have been times when you'd look to my eye and I'd look to your eye and you'd finish my sentence and I'd finish yours. And I'm going to miss the person to my right.
Oh.
I just want you to know that.
Star, she hates you like the rest of America.
Yeah. And here's, part of the package for Good Morning America. Is that where she's going?
No, Vieira's going to Today.
Going to Today, sorry. Yeah. Part of the package had to be, look, $9 million a year and no Star Jones. Here's number one, $9 million a year. Number two, no Star Jones. Number three, no Star Jones. Number four, well, you do the math. There's 100. The last 97 are no Star Jones.
How jealous are Barbara Walters and Joy Behar?
Barbara Walters has no idea where she is anymore. I'm convinced she suffers from dementia.
I think I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Oh, yes, Barbara Walters must be in love with Star Jones. Yeah.
Oof. Adam, you'll be excited to hear that this morning in London, the author of The Da Vinci Code, Dan Brown, was vindicated of all charges of plagiarism.
Mm.
So you can expect to be updated about that throughout the day.
Oh, thank God.
And on Entertainment
Tonight
later.
Thank God, because I'm just not getting enough. I have my ass is impacted with Da Vinci Code news. Not enough. And, you know, they talk about how bizarre, you know, creepy and scary and whatever. The creepiest thing is Hanks's hair. The weird flat iron straight hair. Bizarre looking. Can't get over it. Tommy, if you're listening, curl up the hair again.
Yeah,
wash it and don't dry it. Whatever you got to do.
You know, it's fine if you shave your head because the role calls for it. But who decided that he had to have that hair for a fictional character?
Yes, I miss the bosom buddy hair.
Yeah.
Let's go now. Let's get that hair back where it was. Like
I read
my
the
own.
Book. There's nothing about long hair on the book.
Yes, there's no chapter in the book that says the guy has to have creepy, weird, straight ironed hair.
Because you and Hanks have similar hairdos, naturally. You both have white man's afros,
right.
Kind of.
Now he looks like Al Sharpton.
Yeah, you had the dignity to keep your ridiculous afro.
Al Hanks. Oh, boy.
Yes. My stars, where did you ever get that awful hairdo?
Wow, Mike Lynch, everybody.
A British man was escorted from a plane after a taxi driver had earlier become suspicious when he started singing along to a song by The Clash.
Toby Keith?
The song London Calling worried the taxi driver on the way to the airport because the man had been singing along to the song, which features the lyrics, "Now war is declared and battle come down."
Well, the cabbie was playing London Calling, right?
He was on the radio.
And on the radio in the cab.
And singing along, and that was suspicious to him.
Wow.
So he's still in custody.
I got arrested for singing along to Only Women Bleed once. I don't want to get into it. It's uncomfortable. All right. And what did you say this was in London or where was it?
This was in London.
Oh. Wow. That seems kind of weird to play
there.
London Calling in London, like playing I Love L.A. on the way to LAX. All right. Wow, what an uptight cabbie.
I know.
God damn, you should be able to sue if somebody does that to you. All right.
I'm Naomi. That's the news for now.
Now, wait a second.
It's time. That's right.
You have to give me the cue.
Oh, that's
Jeez,
right.
I'm Naomi.
Right.
That's the news. Now, get into my sports properly, please. Dave knows the score.
Okay.
Diva.
No, I know. I know the drill.
All right.
Yeah, you send me in, Naomi, by finishing off your thing.
I'm Naomi, and that's the news for now.
And now, it's time for Dave Damashek in his sports. He knows the score.
Thank you. It's time.
It's a double meaning.
For Dave Damashek's
scoreboard. I know what the scores of the games are. Right. I know the score.
Right, you know the story. That's the score.
Right.
But also has meaning in sports.
Thank you.
Obviously.
Now, NFL schedule is out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of us on Cloud 9. I know it's a ways away till we actually get to watch the games, but still, some gems to look forward to. October 8th.
Dallas and their new wide receiver, T.O., pay a visit to Philly, his old team. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. Denver at the world champion Pittsburgh Steelers, November 5th. Colts and Patriots are playing for the, even though they're not in the same division, for the fifth year in a row now. Mm-hmm. You got those San Diego and Denver games are always good, those AFC West games. And then a New Year's Eve treat to close the season out. You have the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cincinnati Bengals.
How many baseball games before football season begins?
Several thousand.
Several thousand?
Yes. Several thousand. Speaking of
which. Seriously, is it over 100?
It has to be.
It has to be because they don't start until. When's the World Series?
October.
Yeah. So there's no, they're just pre. When are they in?
Yeah, the football season starts September, like early September.
Right, so they're game number 3 or 4 or whatever it is. So only with the playoffs and then the World Series, only a couple hundred more baseball games before we get to our beloved football.
That's right.
Just there about maybe 195 baseball games.
It's our national pastime. Please embrace it.
That's what you do when you're bored. That's what you do in the dentist's office. You read that crappy magazine.
As I already said, and as you already said, I know the score. You don't have to tell me.
All right.
Now, Giants won their home opener yesterday against Atlanta, and the fans gave Barry Bonds a standing ovation. Now, you got to stand for something in this world, and applauding that creep certainly is great. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Giants fans. Arizona Snakes won again in Colorado. Seattle dumped Oakland. The Angels are off. They play their home opener tonight against the Yankees. Dodgers in Philly tonight to start a 3-game set, but terrible news. They'll be without Eric Gagne, maybe for the whole season, maybe even worse than that. His career may be over. Eric Gagne, the great closer, he barely pitched last year. He now has to get a nerve taken out of his elbow, and experts say may never come back.
Wow.
Very sad. And meantime, USC running back Herschel Dennis, who was supposed to take over for Reggie Bush and Lendell White in the upcoming college football season, hurt his knee. Now he's out for the season, and my fantasy baseball team, you know, no stranger to the injury bugaboo, we've got Mark Pryor and Armando Benitez on the DL. Times are tough all over.
Again, fairy tale football and fairy tale baseball.
Correct.
It's more demeaning.
NHL, San Jose Sharks beat the LA Kings last night. Only a few games left, and the Sharks looking good for the playoffs. Kings not so much. The Sharks led by 2 goals from the greatest name in pro sports, Jonathan Chichu.
Chichu!
That's Chichu himself. You say you laugh when I say I taught him to do that. That was Chichu himself, but here was his first pass at saying his last name.
Chichu.
That was trying too hard. Then I counseled him, and then he finally came around. This is the way to do it. Nicely done, Chichu.
He did work with the kid.
I did. I took him under my wing. Now, there was a chance that Chichu was going to pay us a visit in this very studio, mm-hmm. but then the Sharks departed Los Angeles, and so we didn't get to, and I think Chichu maybe had something to do with it, and all I can say is, Chichu, how could you? Lakers lost in Denver. Kobe, though, got his 23rd 40-point game of the season. Golf. Masters, Vijay Singh, the leader after round one, Rocco Media 2, Tiger lurking, ready to pounce, 5 back at even par. But the big story yesterday was that Tom Lehman, one of the golfers, was shot up. His SUV got shot up. He was all right. Mm. But the real sad thing is he was just an innocent bystander in the ongoing gangland feud that is the PGA landscape. And in fact, they've been shooting a documentary about it. And here's a little of that.
Either they don't know, don't show, don't care about what's going on in the
Masters. Davis Love the third.
We got a problem here?
Yes, but Popovich.
Can we have one night where there ain't no fight, nobody gets shot?
It's hard to be a saint
at the Masters.
Wow.
It's brutal.
Hard hitting.
Jesper Parnevik and Davis Love the third.
Yeah.
East Coast, West Coast.
I could remember for a while, almost embarrassed to admit it, but I did go through some troubled times growing up, single mother, that kind of stuff. I got into golf for a while.
Wow.
When I was a kid.
You're only human.
Strayed.
Yeah.
You know, my mom was working full time, couldn't look after me, didn't know where my dad was.
Thanks
never
to
met
her,
him.
You came out standing up on both your feet.
Yeah.
On the other side.
I remember, though, it was my grandmother who was a strong one. She found me out on the driving range, pulled me by my ear. God. Drag me home. Yeah. Sure. I would sell range balls, you know, just to try to make a living. What are we going to do? That's where I came from, man. That's what everyone I knew. That's all I knew.
Yeah, see, you got it. Like, you need a strong parental figure is the point.
Kids Thank God. They shipped me away to a school in the inner city where I could learn about gang violence.
I'm not proud to admit it, but I swung a tennis racket or two when I was growing
Dave.
Up.
Oh,
Dave. Anyway, listen, I don't want to go on anymore. Game over.
Dave Damashek's number one.
You get the
sport.
That's the news. Game
yeah,
over.
Yeah, game over.
Game
over
is good.
Toby Keith is on the blower. Where is Toby? Toby, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
It's like the voice of God.
Hello.
Thank you, Toby. We were just playing your song.
Which one?
Want to Talk About Me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
All right.
You don't sound thrilled by it. Do you like that song?
I do. You know, when I first recorded, I don't record too many things I didn't write, but that was one that sounded like something I wrote, and I was so... it talks a little bit about things you shouldn't talk about in a commercial world, so I liked it, that time of the month and some of those things.
Yeah, I like that. And I picked a non-Toby Keith written Toby Keith song to say what was my favorite Toby Keith song. So sad.
Well, it's okay. I had to sing it somebody had to sing it. They said I was the only one in town could have got away with it. So
I think, I don't know why, but seemed like I was talking to Terry Bradshaw some years ago, and he mentioned you were his neighbor.
Well, he's not far. I live in Oklahoma, and I have a thoroughbred racetrack facility, the training center.
Goes through his yard?
Do what?
Does it go through his yard?
No. But he's about 25, 30 miles or something south.
That's the whole thing. When you're rich and you have a ranch, you go, that guy's my neighbor. And you're like, oh, where's he, next door? Yeah, and he's only like 40 miles up the road.
And you know what he did? This is unbelievable. You know, Bradshaw's a goofball anyway. But
sure.
He comes up. He says, I'm going to come to your ranch. I said, all right, well, come on. So I told him how to get there. He calls me at 6. I haven't been up since 6 o'clock in the morning ever. So I said, he's waking me up on my cell phone. I go, what? He goes, I'm coming up. I go, it's 6. Meet me at 10 or something, right?
Right.
He shows up, gets about, halfway through the directions. You can tell he's not listening to you. And shows up. He's not there on time. Finally, he just comes walking in the back of the barn, which there's no road back there. And I go, how did you get here? He goes, I just parked down at the first drive I hit and just started jumping fences. He's been like ranch hopping for 2 hours trying to get to my fence.
He needs to be guarded. He needs to be tranquilized like a rhino that's escaped from the zoo.
He's retarded or something.
Yes, not or something, just retarded. How's the feud going with Natalie Maines, from the Dixie Chicks? You know, they asked me to the Grammys a year or so before you began the feud. I didn't date her or anything, Toby. I don't want you to think I'm a turncoat. I'm just saying we go back as well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What was your position in this trip?
Mainly wheelbarrow. Oh.
Wheelbarrow.
No, I got confused. She asked me to escort her to the Grammys about 6 years ago.
Really?
For some reason, I'd never met the woman before in my life. She just saw me on MTV and invited me to escort her, which didn't go over well with my girlfriend, but I said duty calls, and I took her anyway. And then a few years later, I believe, you guys got into it a little bit.
Well, it was... I don't ever hear from them, so I don't know. I didn't get my Christmas card this year, by the way, but it's not been on my radar in a long time. But thanks for asking.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had the tenuous connection to her by taking her out.
Wow.
So let me give you
the 6 degrees of Natalie.
Yeah. Let me give you a little plug, by the way. You'll be doing the 2006 Country Music Television Awards coming up on April 10th. 8 o'clock.
CNT.
What is that? Is it this weekend? What are we at?
Yeah, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
Mm-hmm. Toby's nominated for 3 awards.
Are you going to be performing?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the good award shows. That's really voted on by the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And so those years that I'd be at the big award shows that are industry, 2,000 people in the industry vote at the big ones, and you're like, you go 0 for 8, you suck real bad.
Right.
Then you go to the CMT Awards or vote on my fan, and you sweep them. So I've won more CMTs, I think, than anybody, and have probably won fewer CMA Awards than anybody. So
it's, can you do I Want to Talk About Me, and then change me to Adam?
Want to talk about Adam?
Yeah. It'd be nice. It'd be a goof. People be talking about it. Be funny.
I don't know you from Adam.
Yeah, that's out. That's what you tell people during
that'd be a song, yeah,
when they come at you. All right, we're running late for break. I want to thank Toby Keith for being part of the show. CMT Music Awards 06.
Got an album coming out Tuesday, April 11th.
Yes.
April 11th, White Trash with Money in the stores Tuesday.
Well, I'm going to camp out, by the way, so I can
White
get there
Trash
early.
With Money.
White it's a song about it. Money. It's a record about it. Adam.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right. Please, you too. Toby, thanks for being on
Thank
the show.
You. It's a pleasure.
Our pleasure. Dane Cook, waiting in the wings. We'll talk to him right after this.
Jimmy Brusque is a chubby lesbian. Looks like a dyke with a body made of gelatin. What can you say about this overweight Italian? Jimmy Brusque is a chubby lesbian. A gay woman with giant areolas, and we know he's not afraid to show up. I hope he never reveals his mangina. Katie Lang and Ellen ain't nothing compared to producer Jimmy Brusque, 'cause he's the queen of the lesbos.
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, that buzz cut didn't help your case at all, by the way, Brusca. All right. Maybe it's the frames. Maybe it's the glasses.
Yeah.
We can work it out. All right.
Time to change your glasses. It's hard to say.
Hard to say. I'm just glad I started the rumor about you having huge areolas.
I'm a sexy lesbian, though. A sexy chubby.
All right, please. We have real celebrities calling into the show. Dane Cook, everybody.
What's up, Adam?
Good to talk to you, Dane.
You are the man.
No, you, my friend, are the man.
No, you literally are the man. I was just at BehindTheName.com and checking you out, and Adam is Hebrew for the word man.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Referring to the ruddy color of human skin, as you all know.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Well, I say you are literally the man.
Well, Dane is literally the dog. What is Dane? Did you go look your name up?
Yeah, it's like it has something to do with pastries, or it's embarrassing. I don't even want to get into it.
Dane's going to be at the Mandalay Bay, by the way, in Las Vegas tomorrow night at 7:30. Dane is, this has been a good year for you, and that's an understatement, wouldn't you say, Dane?
Yeah, it's been like being on a roller coaster during an earthquake, just nonstop adventure.
Is it obviously Retaliation, which is the biggest comedy record since Wild and Crazy Guy, by the way, 27 years since that was...
Wow.
Is it what catapulted you to stardom? I mean, has it been this crazy internet thing? I know there's a lot of your fans find you that way. It seems almost underground.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I mean, for a lot of years back when I started in 1990 out of Boston, and that was kind of what I wanted. I always thought, you know, how cool would it be to have just that diehard core of fans that, you know, supported you. You're not sure what level you're going to make it in stand-up comedy. So for me, it was like, if I can find those people that are just into my, you know, into my thoughts and into the stuff that I'm, you know, talking about, how cool would that be to have, you know, walk into a room and when you say my name, half the people are like, who? What? I don't even know who it is. And somebody else going, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And that's how it was for many, many, many years.
It's a smart angle that you took on comedy, by the way, because there's two sort of paths you can take when you do stand-up comedy. You can do the rock and roll lady killer stand-up comedy, or you can go that weird sort of Gilbert Godfrey one that never gets you laid.
Right.
Dane, he took the first road. And it's smart, and you just have to sort of position yourself as one or the other.
Right.
It helps if you're nice looking and everything, but it worked for Sam Kennison, and the guy was a pig. He just labeled it, you know, he was balding, he had crazy hair, he was fat, but he was the rock and roll comedian, and thus chicks like rock and roll, and thus they like Sam Kennison. Dane Cook, he's like a good-looking Sam Kennison.
It's an interesting thing, though. If I were to show you some of these, I've been cutting together this documentary show, Torgasm, that's going to be airing on HBO in June, and I found these old, you know, tapes of myself from, you know, all the way from 90 to all the way up, and I think that you know, the funnier you get, maybe the better looking you feel, because some of these tapes are just horrendous.
it is pathetic, and it's an interesting thing when you go back and think about some of the jokes you wrote in your early part of your career, or what you thought was funny. you know, people don't realize, and stop me if I'm wrong here, Dane, but even people that are funny and blessed with a sense of humor aren't that funny in high school. They may be funny for that level.
Right.
But it takes a few thousand hours on stage to really have it kick in.
Oh, yeah, it takes, you know, I remember hearing when I started, it takes, you know, 6-7 years to figure out what you are on stage. And for me, Adam, when I was in high school, I was the opposite of the class clown. I was, pretty insecure, pretty quiet. When I went back to my 5-year reunion, people were like, you know, wow, we didn't even know you went to school with us.
5-year reunion?
Yeah, it was just my transition from who I was then to now. It's pretty interesting, and it's like I said, doing this documentary, people are gonna, I guess, get to see a side of me that they maybe wouldn't expect, given what they see on stage, and kind of, you know, it's the business of show, and you do a show, and then what you are off stage is something, you know, in many times completely different. So.
Well, I've been seeing bits and pieces of it on HBO, and I've been seeing the promos.
Yeah.
And so far, the stuff just looks like hijinks and antics going on backstage. But you're saying there's a more sensitive side of Dane Cook they reveal.
I just think that in general, what people are going to see is a side of, you know, stand-ups, because it's me and three of my best friends who are also comics. And I've always wanted to do a documentary that really shows what the camaraderie that happens with comics during, you know, the night when the shows abound.
Yeah.
What we're like during those other, you know, 22 hours of the day. And we've got it.
Speaking of camaraderie, let's talk a little Jessica Simpson here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you've had an ass full of that. But what gives? I see it all over the entertainment shows.
Well, you know, it's basically like whoever she is seen out with is going to get paired up. You know, I like to joke and say, you know, if a photographer takes a picture of her patting a dog, she's into bestiality.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know.
Oh, I mean, right. Yeah, sure. That's insane.
You know, it's...
But you two work together on an Employee of the Month movie.
Yeah, we just...
In New Mexico.
Yep.
Ooh. Yeah, well, here's the thing. People do the math. She's single. You're Dane Cook. You're in Mexico. You're working on a project for 2.5 months. It's going to be sparse.
No time was made, is what you're saying then.
No. I mean, we're really good friends, and, you know, we just had a blast making the movie, and you know, people are going to... I think it's kind of funny. I mean, we even on the set, you know, we just read that stuff, and everybody laughs. You know,
so,
we'll send a key grip outside with her to give her a hug just to see if they'll put it in the paper the next week, you know?
Wow. And are you guys really friends? Because now I'm suspicious. Because I'm thinking, if you're not humping, what use do you have for?
Do you text each other?
We are definitely friends, and, you know, there's really not much more past.
Nothing there.
I wish it was more interesting. But
all right. All right,
we build go-karts together. We go, go-kart racing. But no, we're buddies.
And is she as dumb as people say?
No, actually, she's pretty. She's one of those people. She kind of knows what she is, and she knows what people perceive her as. But I would say she is one of the more, on target people that I've met. As far as, you know, you can meet a lot of people who talk a lot of game and, you know, can kind of throw out a lot of ego and attitude, and yet you know that they don't even really know where they stand. But she's one of those people who, she gets it.
Right. So it's sort of a persona, and she understands what the public wants and the multi-millions she's making, and she keeps it up.
That's exactly
right. It's like our sports guy, Dave Damashek. Funny as all get out off the air.
Right. Right.
But he has a persona, and he's staying with it.
So?
Some would argue with that direction. He made a choice, and he's sticking with it, and I do respect that, Dave.
Thank you.
All right, Dane, thanks for being part of the show, by the way.
Anytime, Adam.
Please come in person when you can. We'd love to see you.
I'd love to do that, dude.
Dane's going to be at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas tomorrow at 7:30. Also, Retaliation coming up. Also, the HBO special. Not sure when that's coming out. Is that April 15th, or am I looking at something else? Oh, no, that's the HBO special, but not the HBO documentary. But stay tuned for that. Employee of the Month. So many, so many projects. So jealous. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, it's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now, 866-901-ADAM.
Perhaps we should not play the drop where we're begging people to call when the show's over.
Bruska, make that a note. Make a note of that. All right. I want to thank Alan Havey for coming in here. Free Ride is the name of his show on Fox.
Nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Bill, that'd be your cue to play that we're finishing the show music. Yeah? There you go. All right.
Dynamite end of the week.
Allison and Stacy, our playmates for coming in here. Ah, as Waldo's just joined us.
Wearing his number 82 football jersey.
Get out my checkbook. Paul Tracy's going to be driving a Champ car at the Long Beach Grand Prix Sunday. I'll be there. Dane Cook at the Mandalay Bay in Vegas tomorrow. Toby Keith, he's got a new album, White Trash with Money, out on Tuesday. Naomi Scott filling in, doing the news, doing a great job.
Very nice. Great to be here again. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Sweetie P. And until next time, oh, next week, Daisy Fuentes, Wanda Sykes, Robert Wolf. It's our big religious week. I'm going to pick a religion next week. Until next time, this is Adam saying mahalo.